If you don't know anything else, know this. As the REM declares, another set of Millennium Prophets once put it, it's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine. These people, my friends, this prophet of God, are the ones that's giving credibility. 1999, turn those nines upside down, you have your 666. That's the number of the beast, his name, his identification. He is now everywhere.
The rumbles of judgment and the thunders of destruction are everywhere. Signs and wonders are pointing to the soon return of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, we again want to promote and pronounce to you that this is the final day and the final hour. Then we have our dear friend from the North Carolina area predicting and prophesying that the coming of Jesus Christ or the rapture of the church that is promoted by most modern day Christendom is going to take place in the month of September of this year, just a few days from now, on the 11th and the 12th and the 13th. I'm here today on this radio broadcast to say to you that the day of grace is about over. And I declare unto you, ladies and gentlemen, that we have men who claim themselves to be religious leaders. And of course, if I say that, you take a great issue. Who are you, they say? Who gave you the power? Well, who gave the Pope of Rome the power to say that he is the vicar of Christ or that Mary is to be prayed to? Who gives these men the right? They do it themselves. And then when somebody comes along who knows God and who reads God's word and knows that that's an abomination in the sight of God, then we take issue with them. Who gives these men the right? They do it themselves. Who are you, they say? As being a recognized church leader and a religious leader who represents the Christian church everywhere with hypocrisy and blasphemy. Well, the Bible says here, how much sorer punishment do you suppose someone is worthy of who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God? I say to you today that that's exactly what
this prophet of God
has done. Put down the Son of God while they extol
this prophet of God.
Lifting up
this prophet of God.
And putting down the Son of God and trampling underfoot. Telling us the only way we can be impressible to the Son of God is come through
this prophet of God.
That is nothing but heathenism and blasphemy. And God says it's enough. His own church in many instances and many of their preachers deny the deity of Christ. Or they say that it's not necessary that the blood of Christ be preached. How much more blasphemy can that be than what they're doing on that film? The day of grace is over.
Oh, God. Oh, Lord. Oh, bless your name, Lord.
Lord, I will give an account according to your word, Lord Jesus. Oh God, I just want to thank you, Lord, that you're so faithful to us. You're so faithful to us, oh God. And you're so merciful to us, oh God. You're so merciful, God, to the whole body. To the whole body. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Your mercy endureth.
God. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for your patience, Lord. Thank you for your patience. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your patience.
I always talk about how I come across the path, because that's where I get the last word on what to do when I walk in here. Well, let me see. No? Not too many. This is great talk. It's amazing how we don't hear. It really is.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, our Father. Hallelujah.
Now, we talked about changing faces, right?
Hallelujah.
Now, you know why you don't change your face?
Hallelujah.
Because you don't know how.
Hallelujah.
See, what you've got to do is to look in the mirror.
Hallelujah.
Have you ever looked in the mirror?
Yeah.
What do you see?
Hallelujah.
Your face.
Hallelujah.
Then what do you start doing? Either wash it, or comb your hair, or rub your eyes, and you change your face. Then you turn around, walk away, you go someplace else, and do something else. You come back and look at, hey. Because when you walked away, you forgot. See? And you've been told that. Come on, people. Yes, you have. I told you dozens of times, you're not going to come in here at the moment of rebuke and change it.
Hallelujah.
You might make an effort.
Hallelujah.
For instance, I had the Lord speaking as I come across the pathway. He says, I want you this day to not use your bodily presence to influence the people.
Okay.
See how I do?
Oh, yeah.
See? I choose my bodily presence.
Hallelujah.
See? So God says, knock it off. Because the scripture says that the people got to the place.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
His bodily presence is weak.
Amen.
There was a time I could walk among you people, my bodily presence, and just the presence alone. But see, it's got weaker. And so it doesn't move you anymore. Yeah. Now, don't get mad at me, because that's what the book said.
Yeah. Yeah.
They start talking about Paul's bodily presence is weak.
Yeah.
And his speech is contemptible. How do you like that? See what I'm, see how I walked out here? Didn't move. See my speech right behind it? Contemptible, right? Yeah. And who's calling it contemptible?
Oh, God.
Right there. Right there. I remember back in the gathering how I'd walk on the ground. I remember many times in the past.
Hallelujah. Gloria.
With just my bodily presence.
Oh, Jesus.
They look at the contemptible look come out.
Oh, Jesus.
It's a shame, isn't it? That we in this final hour know what God, you know what's lacking?
Oh, Jesus.
We're lacking the love for God.
Hallelujah.
And so we get those kind of, that's the kind of reaction.
Oh, God.
You ever hear the old song in the world, you always hurt the one you love? The one you love? The one you shouldn't hurt at all.
Oh, Jesus.
Now look at see now what I said. And you now you're going to try to make a change, but you see all week long you've had an opportunity to work at it.
Oh God!
That's why God's putting us through the tribulation.
Thank you, God.
So we get effective change.
Thank you, God.
So when He finally shows up,
we'll be ready. Ah,
see, and that's what you people don't like, because I take these examples in the book and I apply them to this present hour. And we don't really want to hear. We turn away our ears from the truth. So I'm going to do my best not to make my bodily presence affect you. I'll stand up here and I'll use the contemptible speech, because people don't want to hear the word of God today. Because they receive not the love of the truth. Oh, that's the love of God. You hear that? Because they receive not God's love. Here's the truth, you know. Isn't it something how most of us in our lives, in our daily lives, literally turn against the ones we love and the ones who love us? Isn't that amazing? With your lips they profess, oh, I love you, I love you, I love you. I love you, God, I love you, I love you. When I try to tell you what to do, you turn away your ears from the truth.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I shouldn't have to come in here and talk about your faces.
Amen.
You ought to stop before you walk out of your house. That's what I do when I walk out of before I come out of the room.
Yes,
and then God spoke to me. He said, don't use your bodily presence this morning. He said, you're old. You just don't have it. I have a hard time picking up a chair.
Amen.
I remember they bring these little kids to me. I pick them up. I say, can't hardly do it anymore. You pick them up. Then I go back to India, where they used to marvel at me because I could pick up children. Boy, you're just not going to do it, are you?
Oh,
are you? I meant to something here. You can just see your face and get... Hey, look at somebody else who want to look like that. Go ahead, look and see if they like it.
Hallelujah.
Open face. You shut up, people. And you don't give a damn about that spirit going out there. No Jesus, brother, look this morning.
Oh, Jesus.
Touch out, we're waiting for Sabbath morning service, brother. Well, folk, I'm sorry. I'm glad you're over there. Boy, you got nice open faces. I can see you. But this damn house here, we've been so blessed. I tried to tell you a long time ago, you're not going to make it just by seeking. I used the terminology again. It's in the book.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Take away my bodily presence. All right, strive you. See, ordinarily I would demonstrate that, wouldn't I? See, strive, see. I mean, see the action?
Yeah.
See it?
Yeah.
See?
Look.
Yes, Lord.
That don't move you.
Amen.
I try to show you many times the difference between striving and seeking.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
How did I do it?
Yes,
well, it's always been in the book like that. Yes, it has. Mm. It sure has. But now, since you're hearing the gospel of the kingdom coming, now you got to strive to enter it. See, years ago we were seeking. Now we know what to seek.
Yes.
Now it's time now.
Yes.
Now. Sarah asked me the other day, have you fallen down the steps lately? I said, no.
Yeah,
you got to put a rack up there. No. I said, all I got to do now is I got to be more careful. I know now if I don't watch, I'll find myself, because of my age, because of my equilibrium. This is not, shut the hell up. Boy, you people don't know nothing, do you?
Oh, Jesus. My God.
And how amazing it all would be that at my age, that God still gives me the mentality that all I got to do is be careful. So when I come to the steps now, I stop for a moment. Where I used to go whoop. I still walk down steps without fault. Oh, look how they rejoice to hear that. I guess you'd rather have me fall, huh?
No. Oh, bless you.
You wonder why God built this house like this? Do you understand what God did to bring us where we are today? Do you have any comprehension when your iniquity, your sin, your rebellion, your self-will, He did not permit you to go that far. Although we have people sit right on these grounds. And utter defiance. You can always hear Him say, "You ain't going to put me off. Don't you worry about that." You can mark it down, brother and sister. You can sit it with all your little friend all you want to.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
When that door shuts, you're gone.
Okay.
I don't care if you're sitting here.
Yeah, right.
If you don't get your heart right with God, and you're not going to have it right with God till it's right with brother and sister. And this animosity, this judging of each other, this... It's got to stop. And it will stop. And stop. And you're not going to stop doing it among yourself. You stop making judgments against me. Because I'm going to be the final judge of your judgment. And then when I get done with the judge of you, He's going to be the last judge. Just look at each other. Watch. I have to tell you people. I look at you. It's amazing to watch this. I look right at you and say, "Hey, huh?" And then you just, what a generation.
Yes, sir.
It is the last one.
Thank God.
Most people out there are battling. You hear it all the time. My phone, your song. What do you hear? You hear a phrase like this over, "Boy, tough out here." What do you mean tough out here? What do you mean? What do you mean by that? Trying to live this Christian life outside of the fellowship of the saints. Most Christians out there, they don't have fellowship of saints hardly at all. Hello? And here it's sad that you're right in the position where you can have fellowship and you don't have it. Fellowship is people getting in the same boat, going the same direction with one goal in mind, to get to the other side. We used to sing a song back in the old Holiness Church, says, "On the other side. Set your affections on the other side." Boy, are we nonchalant. God, are we nonchalant. There's nothing that infuriates me more than when I hear these phone calls and people say, "Oh, Brother Steele, you're the prophet of God."
Yeah.
But they don't get the message.
Right. I'm in the Bronx still.
They don't get the message.
Thank you, brother. Amen. Watch
the
TV.
Hey, God. Were you expecting to move?
Hallelujah.
The last couple of days I've been putting that little announcement on about the houses again. And nobody. 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 Except my enemies. They're selling houses again.
Amen.
I know some of you hope I don't sell them so you can maybe move in one, huh?
Probably.
I know what I'm talking about.
Yes, Lord.
This is becoming a quite boring place to live. Everything's same every day. Same old chores. Not getting no pay. Can't take no vacation. It can be a very boring life. All we do is the same old thing. And what do? We're worshiping the Lord, right?
Hallelujah.
And if we don't do it right, then it's in vain, isn't it?
Right.
Right. Oh, we count it all joy when you put to a job with that tries your patience, doesn't it?
Oh, my Lord.
Instead of saying, what can I do? You get out there and do it. Don't love me, do you, huh? I wish you could see these faces. I wish you could see them like I see them. None of these things move me, huh?
Hallelujah.
But the move is on, my Lord.
Amen. Yes, it is.
No matter what I say, no matter how I say it, there's so few of you that the concept of why I even say it. The battering I've taken all week long because I played the thing all over. I don't like to use that word play, Lord. Forgive me. Because I'm not playing. I'm not playing!
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen. I'm not Nero playing on the harp. I'm going to warn you. You have no conception. I got that call a little while ago from that sister up there, a little Spanish. She's probably Puerto Rican. She said she didn't talk English too well. I understood her very well. I don't know what her problem was. As far as I understood, her English was pretty good. Better than some of yours. And how stupid that little old Puerto Rican said, well, you're the man of God. You never heard about a preacher like you. Oh, see how you pull back on that? You see that spirit? You're going to tell me you think your spirit, and you didn't say just as I said that anything that refers to me or my role, hallelujah, the Christian church hates it.
Yes, Lord.
Because I interfere with their plans. Oh, how they love to talk about the end of the world so they can sell another DVD. Oh, we got to save ourselves from the end of the world. No way! Amen. No way! Jesus is coming! Amen. That's the end! That's the end! Hallelujah! That is the end! I can't believe how you people listen to me over and over and over again. Tell us what shall... Look, you want to join with me, will you? You can sit back. Let's hear him say it again now. Huh? What a spirit. What a spirit. But that's all you ever do is preach. Yeah, that's right. Isn't that right? And what do you think I'm quoting that scripture for? You want to hear it? I'll do it very deliberately. You ready? What shall be the sign of thy coming and
the end of the world?
And this gospel shall be preached into all the world to every nation as a sign, as the sign. But don't mean I get the hell out of my face, you theological devils. I know what it says. I said I know what it says. And I say it the way it's supposed to be said. What should be the sign? By the gospel being preached into all the world as a testimony. When you hear that, that's the sign. That's the voice. That's the light. That's the truth. That's the end. How many times do I even do that? I'll say, when we fulfill that in God's time. Can we do something about that, Lord? Please. Help me. I won't quit, Lord, but this is so devastating that I can't get this house to make the effort. Just try.
Oh, yes, Lord.
That's why I've been so blessed by coming down to the river a couple times this week. Because you folk act like you're really glad to see me. Is that an act? Real? Oh. Most people don't like to see me when I walk up.
Yeah, amen.
What you looking for? Well, I'm looking.
Right.
I am looking.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God bless your sisters down in New Zealand. I know you're there. It's about 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock in the morning. All right. 4 o'clock in the morning, I have to get up for our service here. Look at that. I'd like to know why those statements don't sort of move you a little bit. Huh? Come on.
Amen.
Hey, Buster, we got to get 4 o'clock in the morning so we can be with you at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Well, what would you do that for? Come on, Jenna. You can do better than that. Beat me to it next time. Hey, why don't you people get out of here? You don't really want to hear me. You just look at your faces. You're just forbearing.
Hallelujah.
So whether they hear or whether they forbear, talk, son of man. Look at what's going to face. You defy rebellious house. And I'm going to tell you again, you keep on hindering me. Because when I come in here on this Sabbath morning, I got a world that tunes in.
Yes.
And I shouldn't have to deal with your rebellion. You're so blessed, you ain't got no need to hang your head. You ain't got no need to just go do what's right. Every one of you, every, not just one or two. I can't just take a foot bone and hook it to an ankle bone and have the body working.
Oh, my Lord.
Got the whole body. Joint to the head. Right now, here's the head for you. Right here. No, I know. Don't do that. Don't do that. I know who the head is.
Christ in you.
Amen.
Boy, how you people give yourself over to that all the time. I don't know why we keep doing it.
Hallelujah.
You do always.
Hallelujah.
You do always.
Glory
to God. Stone him.
Hallelujah.
With his face shining.
Amen.
Like the face of an angel.
Yes.
They stoned him.
Yes.
They gnashed on him with their teeth.
Yes.
Boy, can I hear your teeth gnashing this morning?
Thank you, Lord.
I'll try to keep my bodily presence away, because if I walk back there, I'll look at you. You know I will. And if I get back there, I'm going to look right at you when I say something. And you're going to say, who, me? Yeah, you! See, this is not the intent of my heart when I came in here. This is not the intent of my heart.
Oh, Jesus!
I long to say something. In fact, I had the word that just hit me this morning coming across the pathway again. We which believe.
Hallelujah.
That word believe.
Yes.
I'm not ashamed.
Hallelujah.
Of the gospel of the kingdom.
Yes.
For it is the power of God.
Hallelujah.
To the end that we should be saved.
Hallelujah.
To them that believe. Now the time I tell you the reason why that gospel has no power today. Because people don't believe. And we're living in a generation when they are willingly ignorant of what they should believe. Because if they hear the truth, they're supposed to believe it. But they don't want to hear the truth. They turn away their ears from the truth and give on the fables. As that little woman from up there called me, she said, pray for me, my children. I thought to myself, when are we going to realize how children in this generation have been a curse to us? Now we all want to brag about our kids. Oh, my kid won't be like the other one. You're a damn fool. You are facing some reference to your children that you never encountered. And have been better, they'd never been born. I don't care what anybody says. It's going to affect your stand before God. You, how many of you are really going to love God more than your children? You think the Antichrist is not making a move to get your youngins? Or you're going to get mad. You just keep on being rebellious.
Jesus.
And watch their own kid turn you in.
Yes, yes,
Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
wonderful.
A little boy called 911 the other day because his daddy wouldn't let him watch TV.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my child wouldn't do that. There you, you damn liars.
Amen.
You're bidding to see. You are going to be tried on that whether you like it or not.
Amen.
You're already being tried. Just hear me preach. How do you... And because they received not the love of the children.
Hallelujah.
So that they might be saved.
Yes,
not damned.
Right.
Amen. Now, how many times do I quote that to you? For this cause, God will send them.
Yes.
A strong delusion.
Yes.
That they would believe a lie. God,
yes,
who is truth,
yes,
he would do something like that. How many times I preach it, you all look at me? And I even interpose, just like you. Why would you would do that, God? God? See, nobody else wants to talk like this, do they? You mean to tell me you never had something come in your heart when you read that? For this cause, God would, and if you don't know, I will tell you, that is specifically earmarked for this time of the revelation of the man of sin.
Yeah, amen. Yes, sir. He deceived the whole world. Yeah, amen, brother. That's it.
Yes,
God. They believe a lie. Amen.
Yes, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Again, I plead with you. You better, if you're not going to submit, that's what's that. You, see, your subjection is no good.
Hallelujah.
Your subjection is actually an act of your will.
Yeah.
And that's no good.
Yeah,
do you understand that?
Yeah.
Do you understand what I just said?
Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
You're here this morning out of subjection. Well, if I don't go, bless their father, get it on me. Yeah, he would. Yeah, he would. No doubt about it.
Yeah.
How many knows that?
Amen.
You don't change your face, I'm going to get on you.
Amen.
I don't care. You hear me? I got it on yet? You want to run around and say you got that love of God? Well, come on, let me see that loving face.
Amen.
What, isn't that amazing? Come here, sister. I want to show people something. Come here. Ever since I've known this girl, she's always had a very solemn, forlorn look on her face.
Yeah.
Right.
Look at them all looking at you now. She was a bitter young lady. She was filled with hate.
Amen.
I believe there was times you hated me. I said, I believe there was times you hated me.
Amen.
I believe there was times when you hated Dad.
Oh,
I believe there was times when you hated yourself.
Yeah, amen.
You were full of hate. Bitter. Growing up. And then one day you met the Master.
Hallelujah.
He took charge of you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He filled my day, filled my heart every day with love. As I walk this pilgrim way, as I go on my way, getting in the garden, washing the dishes, pulling the weeds.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
See that? See, she has to change her face. Watch it. Watch it. You love the Lord. See? See, she was sitting back here kind of sober.
Yeah.
Look, I got her up here. You like Jesus?
Ooh,
she get pretty about a minute, right? Woo! Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you envious of that?
Hallelujah.
You ought to be. Can I do it too, Buster?
Amen.
Can I join her?
Yeah.
Can we all join her with a face of love towards God? Make a big issue out of that. Watch.
Yeah.
Watch.
Right.
Who put your pretty tongue around that girl and give her a kiss?
Amen.
Watch.
Amen.
What? Boy, did Judas shock me the other day. Don't even look at me. There was one time I went to hug your girls and you told me flat out, don't do it.
Right.
And I hadn't done it.
Right.
Until lately.
Right.
The other day when I was down here, he said, go ahead. Isn't that something? Hey, there was a time he flattened up. Yeah,
that's the truth.
Right out there in the back pathway.
Right.
He goes and what? Damn it. What did y'all say, man, to me? You know what happened? You were there. You were one of them.
Amen.
Look and look at me. How come you're so void of understanding?
Oh, God.
They were walking down that road there, right out by the grapevine, him and his daughters. Mm-hmm. I walked up to them, and she was the first one I gave a hug. No, Anna was. Anna was the first one I gave a hug to, and started going. And Doug didn't stop me then. No, he didn't. But later on, he came back to me just as bold as a lion. He said, I don't want you to hug my daughters. I said, okay,
yeah.
I'll respect that.
Yeah.
And I didn't do it one time after that until the other day you walked me. Huh? Come here, Jenna. See what I just did?
Hallelujah.
Hey, Jenna. I love you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, good.
Hey, glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory. 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 Boy, why the hell don't you get out of here? None of these things move you, do you, huh? You're just so hearted.
I know.
Gee, you didn't even know I noticed that the other day, did you, Dad? We walked into the kitchen. Daisy's eyes lit up. I thought maybe she thought she saw Rick coming. I don't know what it was. Yeah, they did, Daisy. And you were standing right next to her. Huh? And Doug came in. And I began to give him a hug. When I started to go, he said, go ahead. Mind you.
Amen. Oh, Jesus.
Hey, folk. Will you let me love you? Will you stop challenging my love? Will you stop questioning God's love? Oh, how he loves you and me. That we don't know God's love.
Hallelujah.
The love that passeth knowledge. The love that goes beyond everything evil about you. And he don't love you because you're good. He don't love you because you're bad. He loves you because you're you. Hallelujah. For God so loved you. You. Hallelujah. Knows all about you. Knows where you've been. And he also knows where you go. Then I got to take this theological kick every time. Yeah, the last thing that God's dealing with is iniquity. Who? Oh, did they say that nice? Well, now. See, I got things I'd like to say for you and for the rest of the world but we're just... We just, I want you to understand.
Amen.
To believe. Yes.
Hallelujah. Wonderful, Jesus.
What am I supposed to do? When I quote the scripture, do you believe in the Lord? You go, oh, I do that. Then believe in his prophets. Put them on the same category. Yes. On the same level. Yes. You don't believe in the prophet, you don't believe God.
Yes.
Jesus said that. You don't believe Moses and the prophet, you won't believe the God who rises from the dead.
Yes.
The God who sent the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
If you don't believe that, you're not going to believe.
Yes.
You can't believe one without the other. How do you believe in a prophet will help? Then you're going to go to hell.
Right.
You're going to be dead.
Amen.
Folk won't believe in God, they're going to go to hell.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Truth.
Amen. If you don't believe in your brother and sister,
right.
You're going to go to hell.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Receive not a brother or sister to a doubtful
disputation.
He that doubteth is dead.
Amen.
Oh, I don't need to come on. What port does doubting take into?
That's
just
right.
One speaking.
Everything. Yes, sir. Everything.
Doubting is a prelude to the final rejection of God.
Yeah.
See how close Thomas came? Can you imagine that?
Yes.
God, can you imagine that? Hey, stupid people, come on. He's been down through theology. That's called doubting Thomas.
Yes.
Doubting.
Right.
Come on, people.
Amen.
Well, what do you do? Unless I can put my finger in his hand and thrust my hand. Look at it. My God. What are you doing this morning? Would you like to bruise me again?
Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
And how many times I preached that? Look at him. Really, Pastor? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Jesus already risen from the grave.
Jesus.
The disciples had already been to the temple. He wasn't there.
Oh, Jesus.
They left. They go back to the little room and they're sitting around discussing the thing. Like you folks do. You folks ever discuss some of the things I preach? The way I preach, the manner it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever do it?
Yeah. Amen.
And some agree and some say, well, we understand. A bunch of babblers, huh?
Amen.
Right. Oh, I'm just not theologically correct, am I?
Hallelujah.
And how about I demonstrate that to you? They're sitting in the room talking, they're disarrayed. All of a sudden, Thomas gets up and says, look, you guys, I'm getting out of here. You guys keep talking about Jesus, Pope, you're alive, and there's no sign, nothing
Jesus.
Showing.
Precious
so he gets up. He goes away. And all of a sudden,
precious
Jesus appeared.
Yeah.
Hurry, I'm doing it right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
Jesus.
Glory to
God.
You ought to see his faces. You ought to just look at your faces. Well, I don't think dramatic. It's dramatic, huh? They're sitting around a table, sitting around the room, discussing this event that they were told was going to happen, this event that they had already seen has happened, but they're still not sure.
Oh, Jesus.
Go read the book again.
Hallelujah.
They were troubled.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden Jesus goes, shoop, peace. Come on. They were troubled. Had they thrown their whole life away? Were they misled? Is he really alive? We didn't see him out there at the tomb. The tomb's empty, but he wasn't there. What do you say, Peter? I don't know, fellas. I know he wasn't there.
Hallelujah.
I know he said he wouldn't be there.
Glory.
I know the angel rebuked him for even come looking for him.
Hallelujah.
What do you think, Peter? Well, I don't know.
Hallelujah.
What do you say, John? Yeah, well, I was with you, Peter.
Hallelujah.
We went to the tomb, you know what? It was empty. Glory. It really was.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Boy, did we get rebuked.
Glory God.
Yeah.
Jesus.
An angel messenger stood there and said, why are you seeking?
Hallelujah.
You see the rebuke?
Glory.
Oh,
hallelujah.
They didn't say, hey, fellas, good to see you.
No. He has risen as he said.
Jesus.
What the hell are you people ever going to get the word of God down inside of you that when I quote it to you, you don't pull back at me?
Hallelujah.
It doesn't read, come on.
Hallelujah. Oh, yes.
Why do you commend us, angel, for coming looking? So what are you doing seeking the living? You don't believe he's alive?
Amen.
He told you the third day.
Yes.
This is it.
Yes.
You don't believe he's coming? He told you the third day.
Yes.
This is it.
Yes.
What are you sitting around discussing it for?
That's right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Third day, yes.
Well, I want to give my opinion.
Glory.
You won't. You still won't make an effort, will you?
Hallelujah.
Well, that's just the way you say it, Brother Stair. What did I tell you about that? Why they hate Jesus?
Hallelujah.
Because of the way he said things.
Lord.
Everything he said was right.
Yes, it was.
Everything he done was right.
Right.
Huh?
Hallelujah.
Why did he appear to him at the grave?
Here.
Yeah. Mm. Good to see you, fellas. Been waiting on you.
My Lord.
Why did he do that?
Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus.
Well, would that be simpler? Mm.
Oh, Savior. Yes, yes. Hallelujah.
Well, why don't he just come here instead of you?
Yeah.
Would that be a little more conclusive proof that he's coming again? How many times has God had me come again?
Right.
Come again. Come again. Come again. Come again. Come again. Hey, Doug, what did you say when I walked down the river the other day? Boy, I'm so glad you came. Came again. Came again. Came again. Came again. Ain't that something? I'm a witness to the coming again. Go, come again. Come again. Now, Paul said, if I got to come to you again like this, you spend me soft. This tone up. No, sorry. You maybe come back again like this. I ain't going to come again now. You want to come to reprove, to rebuke, to exhort? Yes, I am. Well, you ain't got the right. You go to hell, Satan. I got every right in the world. I'm working the righteousness of God. You can sit there all you want to, you peanut brains. Your soul is in jeopardy. You're living your life full of doubt and uncertainty, all based on what you know about each other. You ought to get to know him. He's a sure thing. He's a rock of defense. And who in the world has been more instructed in doing it than you? I got to finish the story for my sake again, okay? Because I preach to help me. They're sitting around, you know, like you guys do.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You discussed my trip down to the river the other day.
Absolutely.
Sure you did.
Without a doubt. Yes, sir.
How are you, Mark? Did you have to discuss a little bit?
Hallelujah.
How are you, Brother Brown? Huh? See, because I made a very profound trip down the river. Again, one of those times.
Yeah, amen.
Amen,
brother. Doug come running out to me and said, sure glad to see you. I said, I got something I got to do.
Amen.
I walked right past him. I said, where's I went looking for Al.
Amen.
And all I did was just give Al an admonition, a warning.
Yeah.
And of course, I went looking for Connie. I said, oh, boy, she's already picked her house. See, now see, you look and say, not so.
Right.
See? See? Well, there's a house down here bigger, twice as big as that one.
Hallelujah.
Man, oh man, oh man. Ooh, wee. Andrew, you pick your room yet? Uh-oh. See, the Bible says that God knows the intent of the heart. Now, you may have what you think is an intent thing, but God
knows.
There's a continual pulling on these grounds. Satan wants to move you away.
Sure.
No matter what. If it's just across the street.
Yeah, right.
All right. Oh, Jesus. Bless you, Lord.
And believe me, brother, I do know what a wrestling you're going through with you being right close by now. Uh-huh. And if you'll just notice, I don't come over there too often, do I?
Yeah, amen.
See?
Amen.
You people say you love me. You're going to find out that God's going to make me do something that's going to challenge your love.
Amen.
Glory. I told you about Brother Jackson on that, didn't I?
Yeah.
But you don't remember, do you? Huh?
Yeah.
Don't you understand, my dear friend, that God's going to challenge your professed love for God?
Yes, amen. Because
faith works by love.
Hallelujah.
And this tribulation is a trial of your faith to see if the love is there that will work your faith. You get it? You understand that? So every act of God's love is going to be far from your mind. Your carnal mind is not going to receive that.
Thank you, Jesus.
And because they receive not,
oh.
the love, the proper discernment of love, the proper understanding of love. See, God's love is not emotional. No, it's not. It's just doing what's right. See how much he loves you?
Hallelujah.
He just looks at your, knows your unworthiness, but he's not banking on your worthiness. He's banking on his worthiness. I got news for you, saints. When he intercedes for God for you, he invokes himself in there. Forget about that, Lord. Look here. They're in my book. They're in my name. I paid the price. I did it, God's Father. Don't worry about that, God. I took care of that. Throne of grace. How through our intercessor, through our mediator, since we obtain mercy. Hallelujah. Lord, God of heaven. Oh, Lord. Blessed are the merciful. Well, you ain't been a merciful man. I'm not.
Yes, he is. Thank you, God.
Now everybody, help me, Lord, not to think like that anymore, because I know that they're just not doing it. I just know it. I wish I didn't know it, but I do. Any question about Plan X? Brother, have you heard this? Have you heard that? Do you know about that? You know about that? What the hell do you people think you're doing? You call to tell me something that I don't already know? You're going to tell me something I don't even know? I told you all along, every last one of you, I know what I need to know to deal with you. And thank God I don't know everything. Because I couldn't handle it. So I'm determined to what I know about you, that if I can find Christ in there, I'll forget about what I know about you and get to know Him. Hallelujah. I'm determined to know. Determined to know. I don't like you, Stan. You understand that? And I don't like me either. How do you like that? So we're both the same boat. Hallelujah. We're the same boat going in the right direction. And when Jesus comes walking out to us, we're not going to say, pass us by. We're going to say, come on, get in the boat. I had the word forward come to me again today. And boy, you people, a lot of you show forward. You see what happened? We start taking it for granted that we have a right. I want some of you folk come to that dining room and you're exercising your rights. I got a right. That flow of spirit. Very evident. Now, why should you get angry at that? Search me. Oh God.
Know my heart today. Amen. Try me, O Savior. Know my thoughts, I pray.
How comes Robert don't come? Huh? You don't get me, huh? See, well, you let so-and-so do it.
Grace.
Huh? See? Yeah! Damn fools. I didn't say you can't come, but if you come, come humbly.
Hallelujah.
I didn't say you can't come to dinner, Robert. But when you come, come with your head down like it ought to be in humility.
Yes, sir.
It's like you did there when you finally answered my... I didn't even look for you for me. Yeah, the other day. You know how many times I've been questioned about what I dealt with you?
Oh, God.
And how about you? Well, bless you, if I come and I'm not right, you'll rebuke me. Absolutely. How about you? You used to come to dinner. What happened? Abused the privilege, huh? It's a privilege. This is one of God's benefits for us to come and die. But come in the right spirit. Take off your shoes. Get a meek spirit on you. Don't come in a haughty spirit. Now tell me you don't know what I'm talking about. See? But I belong here. Then why aren't you here? Don't you ever question yourself?
Oh,
Ken over there, he's trying to... Oh, brother, I can go do that fencing. Well, do I really want to send Ken down? Oh, but I'm a good fencer. Is he?
Oh, Jesus.
If I send him down, he's going to go with my recommendation.
Yeah, right. Amen.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
I can tell you right now, the fence he's putting up, ain't too...
Right.
You notice again, I'll say the same thing I'll say to him, I would say to Steve over and over again, how come you guys aren't living on these grounds?
Yeah,
does it ever occur to you? We got empty houses all over this place. We got nice places. Oh, I'd be glad to live there, would you? Are you sure?
Hallelujah, man. All right. Oh,
I don't know if you're still around, Mama, but I'm still going to be faithful. I hope you're making plans not to go back to California. Now, don't keep mocking me on that, Mama. God has now fixed it. You come right back down and live with your son, with your granddaughter, the ones that really mean something to you, because they're the only ones in your whole group that's trying to serve God.
Jesus.
You ought to join them and strengthen them and help them. You ain't got to give us more time to do it. I'm serious. What a nice house down there. Could use a good old grandma around there.
All right.
Yeah, grandma. Be worth something in your old age. How'd you want to fly back to that damn place of California? How'd anybody want to go back there? It's going to go into the sea. It's going to blow up like...
Right. Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
You don't even need your money. Because
yeah,
exactly. The chances are you ain't going. You keep holding on to your money, you people.
Right.
You keep mocking me on that one.
Amen.
I had the Lord blast me again the other day. Gee, on it. Look at this damn people. In the last 6 months, we have reduced because I proved to God that I would not hold it. There is a sore evil in the land.
Amen.
Namely. Pension checks, retirement funds, investment funds,
hallelujah,
kept by the owners thereof to their own hurt.
Hallelujah.
Oh my God, wouldn't that be something? You go to your old bank tomorrow and you can't get one dime you laid back.
Amen.
Go to now, you rich men.
Yes.
You will weep.
Yes, Lord.
And you will howl.
Hallelujah.
For the misery that should come upon you.
Yes.
For you have heaped. You have gathered yourself your pension funds, your health insurance.
Hallelujah.
Boy, you got to pay to use them. You're going to lose your soul. But mine, that belongs to me. I did it for myself, treasures on earth.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
What's wrong, people? How comes this house right here? Well, I didn't know, but we can have our check. Yeah, you're going to have your check, right? See, I know that. See?
Yeah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Just can't get the whole house to agree with you, can I? Oh, we got to have that splitting in group. I say something to this house. You ought to see the way. Last month, we spent over $200,000. Right, Mark? And this year, we spent over $2 million. The first year we ever did that.
Yeah.
We have years we spent millions almost every year. But this year, close to the end of this year, we have spent over, say it, not hedge, without even your money, Mama. Without any years, I still spent $200 million. Or $2
million. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
You can't give any more. Then spend it all. What a little bit. You keep on feeding your gut.
Bless you, Jesus.
What a good way for you to fast. Give you money so you can't buy any food. That'll help you out.
Bless you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Ain't God good?
Yes,
amen.
Yes.
Huh?
Hallelujah. Amen.
Where you at, Reggie?
Amen.
See, and I gotta balance this daily living with you with the worldwide events. And because you don't realize that we are in an ark. Mm-hmm. Oh, love and brother.
Yes.
Amen.
When this world, don't you want to be in the ark?
Amen.
Won't you be glad the door be shut?
Amen.
So what's going on outside won't come inside the ark?
Amen.
Yeah, one of the days you may not be able to get over here.
Bless you, Lord.
Uh-huh.
Bless your name, Lord.
Bless you, Lord. Yes.
His dry bones.
Amen.
The righteous, this caught my attention the other day. It really blessed my soul. The righteous shall never be removed.
Yeah.
Amen.
But the wicked shall not inherit the earth.
Yeah.
When I read that, I said, well, the Bible said to me. To me. Shall inherit the earth. Now, when we inherit the earth, it ain't going to be in good shape. The earth and all that therein is going to be burned up. And he's going to give us a burned up earth. And we're going to restore it. Lord, have mercy. Because we submit to God doing his will, sending whoever you want to send to hell, we're not going to argue with God about that. No, God, send my child to hell and my wife to hell. I'm still going to serve him.
Amen.
As for me, I'm going to serve God. I'm going to love God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm going to submit to the will of God in this.
Amen.
When are you going to get it, friends?
Bless you.
Jesus was our example.
Yes.
Just before the resurrection, he debated with God the Father about going to the cross.
Yes, Lord.
And one thing he despised more than going to the cross was the beating.
Yes. Mm-hmm. No doubt.
Let this cup pass
yes.
from me.
Yes.
Come on, we're God.
Lord.
Come on, we're the sons of God. Let this pass from us.
Lord.
Don't make us go through it.
Amen.
He said, I don't want to make you go through it. I want you to realize no matter what, you're going through it. That is so exciting. Get all excited. Tell everybody Jesus Christ is coming.
Amen.
You live like you believe it.
Amen.
He brought you out to this place to slay you. No, God. Proud of your faith.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
He still lives.
Glory.
Wait a minute now.
Amen.
What are you saying? For I know
that he still lives.
But Job said, I can't find him.
Yeah, amen.
But I know.
Job said, I don't know where he's at.
Yeah, amen.
So I used every method I knew to get in touch with this God.
Amen.
And he's far off somewhere.
Amen.
What can help you out, Joe? He said, I'll tell you what, I don't know too much. But this is one thing I do know.
Amen.
I know that he knows where I'm at.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You know why he knows where Joe was at? Because he put Joe in that place. And when the spirit of the ruler rose up, Joe stayed in that place. He said, well, stay right here.
Stay right here.
No money, no friends, no wife. Stay right here. few around the world. There's so few of you.
Glory.
The righteous shall never be removed. I will not destroy the righteous with the wicked. So the wicked are going to be
removed.
Yes. Amen.
And we're going to inherit the earth.
Amen.
A devastated, destroyed earth.
Yeah.
In our hands.
Amen.
What an opportunity.
Amen.
We got the power of creation.
We got the power of creation. We're going to have
the desert plus. And we're going to say, let's plant the roses over there, the flowers over there, put them over there, and they're going to blossom. They won't have no more fall, no more bumps, no more pesticides. Glory be to God. There will be a river of life flowing right down the middle. Keep making those ungodly judgments. You judge somebody, you don't judge them with God in your heart. That's an ungodly judgment.
Right.
You don't like when I tell you what it is, do you? You don't like it, do you, huh? Because you all think you have a right to save somebody, tell them they're not saved. Who are you that judges another?
Amen.
Who are you that condemneth anybody?
Amen.
Just your hell are. Who are you? Where do you come from?
Oh, my Lord.
I'm so sick and tired of that rumble that come behind me when I say that. God told you, me, that He's going to save these people so they know they're saved. Huh? So what have I been dealing with lately with a bunch of sinful people?
Hallelujah.
Telling you your sins are gone.
Yeah.
The power of sins. You're saved. Don't worry about your sins. They've been taken care of. Believe on Him. Hold on. Hold on. Sure, your adversary's going to come up and pop at you. Don't give over to Him. Believers. Can't believe we're so void of understanding. Let's read something. Anybody have any idea how much long suffering it takes for me to talk to you like this all the time? This is not my desire again.
Oh, thank you, God.
I'm trying my best not to use my bodily presence because it doesn't move us anymore.
Thank you.
Anybody have any idea what I'm reading? But why am I reading it? See? See, I've been playing Planet X.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks that I think that that man's a prophet. He doesn't even believe he's a prophet.
Oh.
He's not even speaking as a religious leader.
Oh, yeah.
But he does allude to Scripture.
Yes, sir. Yeah, he does. He sure does.
And the Planet X is not even mentioned in the Bible.
Right.
Yet Planet X is all through the Bible.
Yes, sir. Yeah, amen.
Does anybody remember the first time? In fact, I was on WQIZ.
Yes.
Yeah. We owned WQIZ for 2 years.
Yes, sir.
We bought it for $200,000, and then we sold it for $200,000. We bought it when God told me to buy it, and I sold it when God told me to sell it.
Hallelujah.
I didn't know that. Where are you people living anyway? Just what are you doing? All these things happen right in your presence.
Yes, sir.
It was during that time that Planet X was hitting the news.
Yeah.
In secular news.
Yeah, amen. Somebody wrote a book and you interviewed.
Until I got a call from Charleston.
Yep.
From the newspaper.
Amen.
Mr. Stair, you seem to be talking a whole lot about this Planet X. Hey! Isn't that something? I'm saying this just as clear as I can be. Y'all look at your faces.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Am I that hard to understand?
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God.
I remember some years ago when I got a a phone call from the Wall Street Journal.
Yeah.
I remember when the FBI came looking for me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Amen. Oh.
Yeah,
I remember. No, I remember when the CIA came looking for me. Right here on these grounds.
Secret Service.
Hallelujah.
I wonder how I got past all of them.
Oh, bless.
I tell you, the toughest people I deal with.
Hallelujah.
Hello?
Oh,
because you keep pulling that I don't know bit. How come they knew? What did they know? Why did they come here?
Oh, Jesus.
Why would the Wall Street Journal call a little old Pipsqueak like me?
Bless you, Jesus.
They should have asked you, huh? I mean, you all remember these things, don't you?
Yeah.
So you can back me up. Yeah, the Wall Street Journal called me.
Yeah.
I'll get back to the Charleston newspaper,
oh,
too.
Oh, God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, amen.
The Wall Street Journal called me. Mr. Stair.
Yeah.
We've been hearing you.
Hallelujah.
We'd like to know where you get all your information about what's happening in the world.
Right.
I mean, where are you getting this stuff? And I was talking about that time.
Amen.
I said, out of the Bible.
Yeah.
Hey, Brother Scare, where do you get all these messages you preach?
Amen.
Out of the Bible.
Yeah.
Out of the Word of God that's been torn to shreds by some of you. By men's interpretations.
Hallelujah.
The scriptures of no private. And your interpretation don't mean a damn thing.
Amen.
True.
Well, that's the way I see it. I don't care how you see it.
Amen.
Yeah, amen.
So true.
Oh, we don't like that, do we? Huh? Do we?
Hallelujah.
And I do tell you to go home and study the scriptures and examine to see the things which I say, whether they are so.
Oh, yes.
And you'll find out that they're so.
Hallelujah.
Now, if you're not looking for to find out if they're so,
right,
then what else are you going to find out? That they're not so.
Yeah, right.
Not so, Lord. Can you imagine Peter saying that? Peter?
Oh, my God.
Who had just had a... God, I don't know how to hit him, but that must have been something, huh?
Amen.
That must have been something, that revelation of Peter.
Yeah.
Whoa. See, look at him again. He's standing around like everybody else. He don't know what's going on. And Jesus says, who do the men say that I, the Son of Man, am? What do you say? What are they saying about prophets say the Son of Man for this generation? What are they saying? Well, he's a prophet, part of a child molester. He's a rapist. He's this, he's that. What do you say?
Amen.
My Lord.
Well, hold on now. Better watch before you open your mouth.
That's right.
What are they saying about you while you're whoremongers, adulterers, fornicators, blasphemers? Such were some of you.
Amen.
Just as guilty?
Yeah.
That word of God makes us all guilty.
Yeah.
All guilty. And he hasn't acquitted the guiltiness. He just took the guilt. Hallelujah. He took the curse. He bore it. And he preached unto them, Jesus! Here. Come on, Tracy. You want to sign? You got Session, I should have said no, Chuck.
Glory.
No.
Glory.
Should I pay for it? See, huh? And that's why I'm so slow now. Sir. Come on. I told you a long time ago. Why, when you came here, you could have came here.
Oh, bless the Lord God.
Yes, I did. Now I don't. Now you come. You ain't coming here. You go down to the river. Yeah, you. I go down to the river. Hey, that's where you are, down to the river.
Bless you, Jesus.
The river's like Henrietta. It's an outpost.
Hallelujah.
It's an outpost.
Yes.
It's an outpost.
Hallelujah.
It's not quite in.
Right.
But they're protecting the inn. Okay. If you can get into the outpost, then you're on your way into the post.
Glory.
And we're going to post. Yeah, I got to think about you guys down at that. You guys. What room are you in?
Hallelujah.
John?
Three.
Three? I should live in that room. That very room. You hear that, John? And Sister Williams used to be next to me. And she prayed so much I got out of the room. What room are you in?
Four.
Slept in that one too.
My Lord.
Can't believe you guys ain't out back planting the garden.
A small one.
Why not build a big one? Feed everybody down there.
Amen.
Huh?
Bless you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know how many years we worked on that garden? That's probably the most fertile spot in the state of Calhoun County.
Praise God.
Next to here. We worked years on that.
Yeah.
I still, how about the asparagus? Y'all get the asparagus yet?
I've
seen them. Asparagus is a, what do you call it, perennial? It comes up all the time. And the longer they're in the ground, the better they get. We plant one of the finest asparagus crops down here, and you guys live right there.
Hallelujah.
And you won't even cultivate it. Especially when you ain't got no work to do. You have cultivated asparagus down there?
Hallelujah.
They're going to get you back out there. Have to put that weight. We're going to get you all out to take care of asparagus, get rid of that weight. Why, would that be nice if you had nothing else to eat? You might be able to pay your rent with asparagus. But not the way it is now. You saw it, huh, Jim? A good old health food, not like you, huh? And you don't know asparagus is a healthy food? Then what the hell are you? You think, oh, what's your name, will stop you from coming there and working the garden?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Would he stop you working the garden? I've often thought about that asparagus crop, because that came, when we finally got that thing, it was about the second or third year and we left. It was just coming in. And then God put some of our brothers in that same spot. You folks understand that I lived there for a long time. That's when my little daughter was born. That's where I fought a lot of battles. That's where the big shots came to see me. Hello? You have a miracle how God gave me that motel? Yes. That man knows me like a book? You don't know that, huh?
Yes,
hey, you knotheads.
Hallelujah.
I was thinking about that again the other day as I drove by it. Yeah, I was driving up right around McDonald's, came to past the bank on the right, and got past almost where Walgreens is, and I heard God say to me, sell the motel.
Hallelujah.
Look at him, look at me. Just look.
Hallelujah.
How do we ever get ourselves in such a lack of understanding? How do we ever give ourselves over to George? We can tell this, remarkable story.
Hallelujah.
I whirled around, drove down, and I went by the little real estate office on the left, run by Miss Audrey. Now, I don't want to go way back to where I first met Miss Audrey, but I met her through her sister-in-law who had an artistic child. So they knew me. I walked into her office. She sits on the right. She got a nice office now. And I walked in, and her secretary was sitting there. She said, can I help you? I said, I want to see Audrey. She says she's busy with a client now.
Hallelujah.
Hear me?
Yeah.
She says she's in it with a client now. Yeah. And she's too busy. I said, look, I didn't tell her God sent me. I just said, go tell Audrey that Brother Stair is out here. She said, who?
Yeah.
I said, tell. She said, I can't do that. She's in it with a client.
Audrey.
Yeah. My God, why won't they believe me, God? Why are they looking at me like that? Why won't they just humble himself down and say, my God, man, oh, I'm exact. Come on.
Hallelujah.
I did that with the sheriff's office. I've done it. And somehow you people just don't seem to grasp it. What in the world is me walking in a place like, what? This receptionist says, I can't go in there. She's busy with this client. I said, ma'am, just slip through the door and slip her a note or give her a word and tell her that Brother Stair is out here. So she very reluctantly, because I insisted, walked into the inner chamber, in her office.
Hallelujah.
She handed the note to Audrey, and she came back out. Within 2 minutes, the door, hey, Brother Stair. The woman gets up from her. Hear it? She gets up from her crying. She cut one of the brush there. I said, Audrey, I says, God just told me to sell the motel, and I'd like you to sell it for me. She said, what? I said, the motel up here. She says, I got a man in here right now. His name is Dale. He's inquiring about buying that motel. Isn't that something? You talk about getting your wife connected.
That's right.
I said, well, I'm ready to sell. She said, what do you want? I said, I want $60,000. Okay, so I left. She would deal with Dale.
Hallelujah.
Dale said he'd buy it, but he wanted to bring it down. I forget exactly what figure he came, but it was not $60,000. She called and said, he'll buy it from you, cash online. I said, no, I want $60,000. But he don't want to pay that. I said, okay, let it go.
Amen.
And I went back and forth maybe for a week or 10 days.
Hallelujah.
Finally she said, Brother Stair, he'll get $60,000. I said, good. She said, now, who's going to pay the closing costs? Who's going to pay my fee? I said, I don't care who pays. It ain't going to be me. I said, I want $60,000 in my hand. However, you handle anything else, fine by me.
Oh,
he can pay it, or you can go without it.
Amen.
Are you people listening to me?
Oh,
you don't do business like that.
Amen.
A few days later, she called me again. She said, Brother Stair, he's going. He'll pay the closing costs. He'll pay my fee. I said, I don't know who pays it. All I want when you're done signing the paper, you hand me $60,000. And that's exactly what happened. That's exactly what happened. The man agreed, he put whatever cost. Who's paying for all of this? By the Lord.
The Lord.
He paid. And he doesn't need your money to do it. How blessed you are. But you see what I pay for this? You watch him. He'll be railing out there. He's after your money. Yes, sir, Mama. I'm after your money, Mama. I mean, you got so much, you might put me over the top.
Oh, Jesus.
And the reason why, my friends, that spirit goes out because it goes out of many of you. There's one thing you don't want to do, Ken. I'm crushing you ever since you've been here. You know I have. So don't come on here like a strong man, like you belong here, because you have not yet got that clearance from me. Come on. He wrote me an email the other day. Hey, Brother, I'm a good fencer. But it's the kind of fencer that will bring honor to the whole, to the overcomer. Huh? See my point? We've sent a lot of men out on jobs, and they blasphemed our name. That's why I would give you a recommendation. What, you're going to go up there to St. George and you're going to say, oh, I'm being recommended by the Overcoming Ministry, and you turn out to be a fluke? Then I bear the reproach of it?
Hallelujah.
And you people go out and you say you're a part of this ministry. Remember, I bear every reproach that you bear. You hear me?
Hallelujah.
That's why I keep insisting. When they asked about Craig Mack, I said, he don't belong here. He's allowed to come here, but he's still not a part of this community. No, he isn't.
Amen.
You're falling afar off.
Hallelujah.
And if I can find a way to bring you closer, I will. Ain't that right?
Yes, sir.
Are you closer now?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And seeing a fig tree afar off. Seeing people afar off, he comes and sees he can't find anything. Any real spirit of righteousness. Any real intent.
Oh, bless you.
I have decided to follow Jesus.
Oh,
Yeah, but that means over here, the archistair is going to rule over you. Wait a minute. Hold it. I wonder if you'd have received that love of God if God would have said the number one requirement is you got the love of Brother Stair. Or love Mama. Oh, that was a real tough one. Offering people the ability to love, and then he tells you who to love. This is my commandment. That you love one another as I have loved you. I'm following Jesus.
Help us, Lord.
In the pathway.
Glory.
See, we sang these songs, we made these testimonies, which is a bunch of rhetoric.
Amen.
We never really laid to heart what we were saying.
Amen.
The earth. What I'm reading for you here is the scriptures that have to do with Planet X. Planet X. 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 When the devil can't figure out what God's doing, they put an X on it. Christmas, Xmas. When they don't want Christ in the thing, they change the Christ for an X.
Amen.
When they don't want to put Christ in that mysterious happening, they call it X.
Amen.
You know, your ex-wife, your ex-kid, your ex-job, X. Even though you don't want to realize that God even let those things happen to you to bring you where you are.
Hallelujah.
Don't discount the X. Thank God he finally put an X on him.
Amen.
And put Christ number one in your life. Hello? You still don't understand it, huh? You know God put a big old X on your life? He just put a cross it out. I like that. I really like that. Take that right out. He just blotted out your whole life. All them years you live with the big old guns and hallelujah. Now you're down here digging a garden with a hole.
Hallelujah.
It shall come to pass that he who fleeth from the noise of the fear shall fall into the pit. The blind, don't fall into the pit of these astrologers talking about Planet X and forget what it's all about.
Amen.
Do you know the number one discoverer of the Planet X was the Roman Catholic Church?
Yes, sir.
Did you hear the man?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
When are you old people going to wake up?
Amen.
Telescope.
When? When I told you years and years and years ago that the wealth of the world is controlled by 100 men. And now it's even in the news.
Yeah.
Secular guys were saying the other day, they said the wealth of the world, 82% of the rich people in the world control over as much wealth as 3.5 billion.
Yes. Amen.
You don't talk about that? See, it's too much, isn't it? See, you people, peanut brain, you can't even fathom $1 billion, can you? Catholic Church controls so many billions while the masses of their people are starving.
Yes, sir.
They don't lift a finger. They don't lift a finger. Oh, the Pope did something so nice the other day. He put showers in the...
St. Peter's Square.
St. Peter's Square so the homeless can take a shower. In that night. You know, you're talking about the Pope like that? I'm not. I'm just talking about what he's doing.
Amen.
The Pope is exactly what he is. He's a false prophet.
Yes, sir.
He's prophesying to the world falsely.
Amen.
He's emphasizing creating a world to receive the Antichrist.
Yes, yes,
he's a false prophet. I'm the first man that ever told you that.
Yep.
For years and years, people said he was the Antichrist, and I said, no, no, no. 20 years, 30 years ago, yes, I did. I said, the Pope is a false prophet who's going to give credibility.
Yeah, amen.
Who give people the honor the image of the beast.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Well, you think that some of the statues standing over there? No, he's giving honor out to.
Yes,
he's trying to get everybody
to the world system.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You don't see the image?
Yes.
You can
be loved. Now, I do believe that there will be a literal image on Jerusalem.
Yeah,
I believe that will be the height.
Sure.
But that won't be before the fact.
No.
That'll be the climax of the fact.
Right, that's it. Right there. The climax of the whole thing.
Okay. If you could see that, Mother, then maybe you'd understand why I tell you to get out of California.
Hallelujah.
California is going to have an eruption. And the whole state is going to fall into the sea. By the word of the Lord. I'm only second here. I did not speak that. That was spoken by many men of God before I ever came on the scene. And I'm just reminding you that the word of God does not return void.
No.
California's gone. And years and years ago, I told people, get out of California. I was there. I was in California. I was in Bakersfield, had the best church I ever had. I was in Boston and New York, had two fine churches, and God said, get out, get out, get out, get out, get out, get out.
Hallelujah.
Why? I'm winning souls. Got a church full of people. Get out. Get out. Look at these damn folks looking at me again. When I didn't move, God shut the church down. I was running 100 to 150 people every night, every night, every night, going, big guns, brother. And God told me to get out. And I questioned. And the man who sent to tell me, he left. I thought I'm off the hook now. But I went back to church after he left. And the church was empty. Look, that doesn't even move you. 150, 200 people every night doing big guns every night. Every night. Having a nice little home, sunny. Sunny Bakersfield. Nice climate. What's wrong with you people? Why are you so incapable of seeing that in the vision? I had it made in the shade, man.
Yeah,
after years and years of struggling.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, Lord.
I walked out of my house. My good friend Thorn was sitting in the car because I bought him in the house and then I threw him back out. He just irritated me.
Yeah, amen.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Are you about to stare? You want to make sure? I said, yeah, I'm going to stare. He said, thus saith the Lord.
Yeah.
Just like that. Just like that.
All right.
Thus saith the Lord. You're not in the right place.
All right.
You got to leave. Huh. What?
Hold that.
What? I said, if God was to talk to me, he can talk to me. He said, he just did. Wow. Wow. That's the way that man answered me, boy. I said, if God can talk to me, he said, he just did. Are you able to hear? See, do you want me to talk to you again?
Uh-huh.
See?
Yeah, amen.
When I was down in the prison house, I needed God to talk to me.
Yeah, I believe that.
In this captivity in right now, I need God to talk to me. I need to talk to me because I can't go while you're talking. Too many voices. Too many opinions. Hello? You don't hear me.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Oh, Thorn left.
Yeah.
I thought that took care of that.
Oh,
okay. Then I heard God speak.
Yeah.
Amen. How long do I got to put up this, Lord? How long do I got to put up this negative drawback in spirit? How long? Do you understand what I mean when I say drawback? If any man draw back. See, the things I say to you, you're going to have faith to believe them. You can't believe them with human reasoning.
Amen.
How do you explain to somebody you're going to the church night after night for months and months? Mm-hmm. Then God challenges you, get out of here.
Right.
You're not going to leave because you believe you're in God's will.
Mm-hmm.
Then I walk in the church the next night and there's nobody. Zero. Not a one. Well, I try to explain that away. You know, oh, they're just tired. They'll be back tomorrow. That went like this 3 or 4 nights. Now, you got to understand, back in those days, it's just like most people. I needed every night's offering to survive.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. I did it. See my point?
Yeah.
Oh, blessed Lord.
When the service wasn't coming, people weren't giving any money, I'm out of money.
Right.
So now I had to leave.
Right. Amen.
I'm not making them in Bakersfield.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Go to another fishing ground. Amen.
I can't believe you missed it. Is it that? Is it? Am I talking Greek or something?
No.
Then what is this?
Hallelujah.
I told you I went to Los Angeles.
Yeah, amen.
I went because I needed money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, amen.
I'm being honest.
Right.
Hallelujah.
And the only way I could do anything was by preaching, because I was a preacher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, amen.
I preached for money on street corner. I went, you should preach on street corner to get a 50-cent offering.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Amen.
And I often think about that, how God would always supply me with an offering.
Yeah.
Because the labor is.
Jesus.
So sometimes 50 cents, sometimes.
Yeah, right.
But he still gets it.
Yeah.
If I'd labor.
Yeah,
yes, Lord.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, there were some days, Lord. Not as stiff as this one, though. Yeah. Get out of Los Angeles. Get out of California. And the last time I saw Thorny, he was sitting in his front row again, and I was dumbstruck. I said, what are you doing? How do you even know I'm here?
Sorry.
You understand, I went from Bakersfield to Los Angeles. No way for anybody to know I'm going to be there. No way. And I walk into the service, step over the platform, and I look down the front seat, and there's a storm.
Glory.
I went flying right up. What are you doing here?
Amen.
And I'll use these words for you.
Yeah.
So I sit down in a little prayer chamber.
Yeah, amen.
In San Diego, said, I'm not a preaching prophet.
Yeah.
He told me that right in the beginning.
Amen.
He said, God sends me to individuals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
in fact, I heard from him, supposed to be some guy the other day.
Yeah, he said he was thorn.
But he's lied so much. So, I said, you don't realize I don't receive you as thorn.
Amen.
You print me all day long, it don't hurt.
Amen. Because you're in the right place. Amen. Doing the right thing. Amen.
There you go. I'll let that go, Lord. They're just not going to... They're just void of understanding. Most of them just like that.
Hallelujah.
And that's why I keep telling you people, I don't think you're all like that, but there's enough of you here who doubt and question that causes a spirit of doubting and questioning.
Oh, Jesus.
Even among us.
Sure.
I just don't believe God uses you like that. Well, does he use me at all? Sometimes to honor.
Yeah, amen.
Sometimes to dishonor.
Yes,
but he's still using me.
Yeah,
and he gets in either way.
Amen.
In the end, he's going to have his way.
Amen. That's right.
And he's going to get honored.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Don't you know you're a bunch of dishonored vessels that's going to get a chance to honor God? To honor God? Did you all hear that? Did you all hear that? Hey, you wretched souls. Hallelujah. You can honor God by receiving His mercy.
Thank
you, Lord. Come the path that he who fleeth from the noise of the fear shall fall into the pit. Everybody knows the pit is money, covetousness. It snared everybody.
Yes, sir. It snared everybody.
Survivalist. Well, you got to have this food. You got to pay for it.
Right. Yes, sir.
Well, we got some of the finest crops out here. We got to pay for it, don't we?
Yeah.
Got to go and harvest it.
Right.
To keep the weeds out of it.
Amen.
Boy, you are, hey, old weeder. You're a weed eater, you know. You ain't going to get no weeds to eat in the kingdom. So you better learn how to eat something better than the weeds. I'm spreading weeds, brother. I'm spreading them.
Hallelujah.
I'm out here.
Oh, bless you.
Harvesting the wheat.
Bless you, Jesus.
What I did was somebody questioned me about Planet X many times this week. Why do you keep doing it?
And so I
even said it on the air, because the episodes that were spoken by Planet X are coincide with the biblical of that end's words of the end time.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Let me read it for you. It's come to pass that he who fleeth from the noise of the fear shall fall into the pit.
Hallelujah.
And he that cometh up out of the midst of the pit shall be taken in the snare, like a snare.
Shall come upon all them as well, upon the face of the
earth. Buster, the old boy from Memphis says,
yeah.
Man, he said, I've been listening for a while, and you is the man of God.
Yeah,
he said, you talk about being snared. He said, man, I'm snared.
Yeah.
And what do you think he said he was snared by? Oh, you didn't listen again, huh? It was put on this morning, right around 9:15.
Okay.
He's boy, I'm not sure the snare, brother. What is he snared by? What the hell are you folk want here anyway? You're not going to pay no attention, are you? Now you want to sit there and you fools, so slow to believe. Yeah, well, he even told you what he was snared by. He said, boy, I sure snared, brother. He said, I'm so badly in debt.
Yeah,
are we going to realize that the snare
that's
sweeping the whole world is debt?
Sure is.
Amen.
Everybody.
Governments?
Yes, sir.
Rich men?
Amen.
Poor men?
Thank you, Lord.
They're snared.
Hallelujah.
They owe. They can't pay.
Yeah.
Boy, the devil's slick, huh?
Yeah.
I'll give you this, and so I says, pay up.
Yep.
And you can't.
We're done.
You can't.
Amen.
You couldn't pay for a preacher like this, Mama. You couldn't pay for one. You ain't got enough money.
Oh, Jesus.
You couldn't pay for a prophet like this, brother. You ain't got enough money. And God showed that to you, huh? That little bit of money you had is gone, and then he turns around and gives me twice as much. Ain't that something? Does anybody know what this is all about? We're coming to a time called the Great Tribulation.
Oh, Jesus.
A trial of your faith.
Amen.
And all God's trying to make sure that when we enter that you have faith. Because
yeah.
if you don't have faith,
yeah.
tribulation won't mean nothing to you.
Yeah.
It's a trial of your faith. So you count it.
Amen.
All joy.
Yeah.
The trial of your faith is more precious than gold. It will hold up when the world's on fire, when the water's flowing, when everything else fails. He will never fail. I shall come forth as gold when I am tried. Try me, O Savior. Know my thoughts. See if there be any other desire in me. See him. Look upon his face. Now the sin forever of his saving.
Grace.
On the streets of glory. Amen. Let us lift our
glory.
The earth is utterly broken down.
Yeah, amen.
The earth is clean dissolved. The earth is moved exceedingly. The day of the Lord will come.
Yes.
Every island shall be moved out of its place.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
The earth and all that therein is shall be
burned up.
Yes.
Yeah. Seeing then, knowing this, that all these things shall be
dissolved.
Amen.
The earth is made clean by being dissolved.
Amen.
I'll read it for you.
Oh, yeah.
The earth is utterly broken down. The earth is clean, dissolved. The earth is moved exceedingly.
Wow.
Now the earth belongs to us.
Yeah.
The weak is not going to inherit the earth.
Yeah.
The meek are going to inherit the earth. They want to submit to what God's doing. This, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof.
Yeah.
And he going
yeah.
And all these people who should inhabit the earth and defy God, he's going to get rid of them.
Yeah,
woe be unto you.
Yes.
Amen.
Woe be unto you.
Yes.
Satan, come down onto you. You inhabitants of the earth,
amen.
You that live off the earth, depend upon the earth,
amen.
Instead of depending upon your God.
Yeah, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
It's a shame, isn't it? It really is a shame. Because I can't think of any other opening of the scripture any clearer than that?
Yeah, amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
See it then?
Mm-hmm.
For all these things. And I try to explain that to you. The New Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
coming down from God. That's the place that Jesus went to prepare.
Amen. Yeah.
He said, when I come, I'll bring my reward with me. And I saw the Lord coming with 10,000 angels along with the New Jerusalem. A bride who will call to meet him in the air, and he can destroy the wicked with the brightness of his coming. There will be ashes under our feet. Everything will be dissolved at the coming of the Lord. I was listening to, Dimitri Duderman the other day as he was again prophesying, America will burn. He said, I kept asking God, what about the saints? We got quiet, y'all. Why, he says, like Daniel in the lion's den, and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the fire furnace. That's
Jesus.
I will. You see, the lion's den was a secret place.
Jesus.
They didn't know God was down there.
Yeah, that's right. No idea.
And the fiery furnace, it was a secret place.
Yeah.
He didn't know. They were all amazed.
Right.
Both the king, they put Daniel down, and the king, wow, look who's in there.
Yeah.
God sent his angels, shut the lion's mouth.
Yeah.
Well, look, the fourth man walker, hold the world's head. You think somebody get excited when you talk about that?
Hallelujah.
And avoid prompting and poultry.
Amen.
He that liveth and believeth in me, this will be within him a well of water. Springing up. Oh, it's springing, springing up. Yes, it's springing, springing up.
I have a new supply. And it's everywhere.
There came a sound from heaven. And they were all filled.
Hallelujah.
They were all filled.
Glory.
And they were all filled.
Glory.
And they began. Y'all need some beginning here.
And
the sun can't shine.
Amen.
So now they can't communicate with
you. Yep.
Amen.
This morning they tried hard to get a response, but there's no sun on it.
Yep.
Glory.
Is that the reason why some of you folks here?
Glory.
No sun.
Glory.
Trying to battle up.
Glory.
So then the Spirit's name shall
be.
Glory.
Glory. Glory.
What if you land on that?
Yeah,
thing?
Amen.
But all they time is so perfect.
Yeah.
Land right down, sit up all behind it.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Never
and they lost contact.
Yep.
With the sun.
Yeah, amen. Now,
you see, got contact with yourself?
Yes.
Not all right.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Shine on me.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Jesus. Glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
You be charged.
Yes. Yeah. We do.
Oh, Jesus.
That's
what
I am. I'm a charge.
Yeah.
Glory. Charge.
Yeah.
Charge.
Yeah.
I charge you before God.
Yes, Lord.
Who killed the quick and the dead at his appearance?
Yes, Lord. Oh, God.
Run
yes.
out. Get his body.
Yes, sir. Glory. 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 Glory.
What a fellowship. What a joy.
Praise the Lord, saints. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Come, let us worship and bow down.
Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. Come, let us worship and bow.
Hallelujah. Glory, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Father, for this day, Lord, that we come to gather together unto you. Thank you, Father, for the preaching that we just heard through the mouth of the prophet that you sent. And thank you, Father, for all things. For you give us all things, Lord, and we're not lacking any good thing. So we need to ask if we do lack and receive everything with a grateful heart because you give us everything, Lord, and we don't need anything else but you. And we thank you, Father, for your truth, which makes us free, for you have made us free indeed, and you have called us out of darkness into your marvelous light. Thank you for choosing us, Lord, out of the world. And for separating us from the world and the world from us. For we are not of the world. And we are homesick to go home, Lord. And thank you, Father. Thank you for the many blessings that you bless us with each and every day, Father. Thank you for watching over us. Thank you, Lord, for our daily bread. And thank you for renewing us and sustaining us day by day. Oh, Lord, I pray you would give the pastor, the words to edify us at this time, and we might have your present truth for this present time, in this present distress, because there is distress in every nation at this time. So we need you, Lord, and we need to hear what the Spirit saith. Help us, Father, this day to hear what the Spirit saith. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Brother David. You may take your seats. All right. Were we able to get the background music for the singer?
No, sir.
No?
We're fine.
Huh?
We're fine.
We can still sing.
I can still sing.
Well, come on then. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, let's send forth the singers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Usually they go forth first, right?
Yes, brother.
Send forth the singers. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now you can sing too. Just keep your shirt on. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Give God the praise.
Hallelujah.
All right.
This is my testimony right now.
Thank you.
Start over. Give me a minute. I'm trying to learn the equipment. Here I am, O Lord, I'm drowning in your sea of forgetfulness. The chains of yesterday surround me. I yearn for peace and rest. I don't want to end up where you found me. And yet it echoes in my mind, keeps me awake tonight. I know you've cast my sin as far as the east is from the west, and I stand before you now as though I've never sinned. But today I feel like I'm just one mistake away from leaving me this way. Jesus, can you show me just how far the east is from the west? 'Cause I can't bear to see the man up in me rising up again. In the arms of your mercy and your rest. You know just how far the east is from the west. One scarred hand to the other.
Yes.
One scarred hand to the other. For sure. God, I start the day the war begins, endless reminding of my sin, and time again your truth is drowned out by the storm I'm in. Today I feel like I'm just one mistake away from you leaving me this way. Jesus, can you show me just how far the east is from the west? 'Cause I can't bear to see the man I've been rising up in me again. In the arms of your mercy, I find rest. You know just how far the east is from the west. One scarred hand to the other. I know you've washed me white, turned my darkness into light. I need your peace to get me through, to get me through this night.
Yes.
I can't live what I feel, but by the truth your word reveals.
Yes.
And him I'm holding on, but you're holding on to me.
Hallelujah.
You're holding on to me.
Hallelujah.
You are, Lord. You are. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, you know.
Hallelujah.
How just far the east is from the west. I don't have to see the man I've been rising up in me again. In the arms of your mercy, I find rest. You know just how far the east is from the west. One's got hand to the other. Thank you, Lord, so much.
Thank you.
Hold on to me, Lord. Hold
yes,
on.
Lord.
Hold on to me.
Hallelujah.
Don't let me go.
Yes, Lord.
Don't let me go, Lord.
Hallelujah.
You just know how far the east is from the west. One scarred hand to the other.
Thank you, God.
One scarred hand to the other.
Glory, 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 glory. Praise the Lord. All right. Thank you, Sister Jennifer. All right, Brother Kurt, what were we able to do with that other situation?
It should work.
Should work, okay.
Ready?
No, no. No. Dan's going to sing a song. No? Oh, man. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Lord. Help me, Jesus. All right. Let me see. Brother Kurt has a recording that we took here in the tabernacle back in March 2021. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
It was several days before Brother Stair passed away. And well, I heard it this morning. We'll hear just a little bit of it if he can get it going. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
And communion of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
I would like to exhort you to love one another.
Amen.
Serve one another by love.
Amen.
Amen. You're all God's people.
Amen.
All persons of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sister came to me this morning and said, she was talking to me, and she said, well, I'm encouraging myself.
All right.
And that's very good strategy.
Yeah.
That's what David did.
Yeah.
They talked about stoning him.
Mm-hmm.
David encouraged himself, and the Lord gives him.
Amen.
So that's a good thing for us to do.
Amen.
That's what I'm doing now.
Amen.
I'm encouraging myself.
Amen.
And doing that, I hope to encourage you all.
All right.
Now, sure.
Yeah. Amen.
No time to give up now.
No. Amen.
We come too far.
Hallelujah.
Everybody can do their part because we're all members in the body.
That's right.
God Himself has placed each member in the body.
Amen.
According to His own will.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Now, since we are in the body, in the place that God puts us, We must be faithful in the place that God has
raised.
I'm not trying to be a usurper tonight.
No, no.
I'm only trying to fulfill my
purpose
and humble myself.
Amen.
Love of God.
I don't want to be anything that I'm not.
Right.
But I do belong to Jesus.
Amen.
And I know that you belong to Jesus.
Amen.
That's what I want to talk to you about.
Right.
You know, we can always identify as children of God. No matter where we come from, if you know Jesus, then we can get along.
Amen.
We can praise God. We have some people here that love the Lord.
That's
because the word of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want to remind you. In the word it says, he that hath begun. You know who did that?
Right.
He that hath begun a good work.
Good work.
He will perform it. Said, when my father and mother forsake me. I do want to encourage you to work together.
Praise
always
God.
Pray, Lord, let us live together in unity.
Yes.
Work together in peace
and
heart. Lord, let us love one another.
Beautiful.
You know where I get these words from.
Yes.
So let us love. So I pray.
Yes.
Let us love one another with a pure heart. Fervently.
Yes.
Let us serve one another.
Hallelujah.
We all have a part.
Yes.
You know, you can at least be in the tabernacle with the saints.
Amen.
It is right to be here.
It's right.
Serve God under the rest.
Right.
If we serve Him, we will serve Him with glad.
Amen.
We will serve Him in spirit and in truth. Sometimes people ask me, well, what do you do? I say, I serve the Lord Jesus. I got my discharge from the
altar.
Now I'm in the Lord's
altar.
When service for Jesus Christ, I can go anywhere that He sent me. I can do anything that He wants me to do. Nothing to hinder me. Same with you. In the service of the Lord. Are we blessed to be the servants of the Lord?
See if we can fill in the blanks. So back in March, the last of March, 2021, Brother Stair was on his die in bed. We were gathering together as normal, but Brother Stair wasn't able to be with us as much as we would have liked. And of course, we had rightfully still came to worship God.
Amen.
And we were sorely hoping, I know I was, for the man of God to come in and minister. And it was in my heart, you know, for somebody to stand up and say something on behalf of God. So I would send a text message to Brother Stair. I said, "Brother Stair, is it okay if I speak to the people?" It was never answered, though. But the Spirit of God caused me to do it. You understand, I said I don't want to usurp.
Yes.
And I don't.
True. Amen.
And I believe that Brother Stair finished his course.
Yes.
I didn't look for him to do it the way that he did. This was the 31st of March. Then we went back to grace the next day. And about 3 days later, Brother Stair passed over. I didn't expect that to happen.
Amen.
I don't know that if it would have changed anything, though.
No.
I don't know that I would have stayed if I still we still probably would have went back. Because, you know, things had to fall out. And they're still falling out. One of the things Brother Stair said this morning, we're under subjection. Because if you don't do this, Brother Stair will get on you. If we don't go to the tabernacle, Brother Stair will get on us. Well, he told the truth. Well, he's not here to get on us. So what is being manifest is what happened when he don't get on us. Everybody understand that? So the little bit that I said, of course, you know, it's redolent of me. It's my photograph. It's what I speak of. What I said then, I still say now. I let you hear it so that you can know I still say the same thing. That we're God's people and we have to go on in faith. We should do everything we can to get to the kingdom. Not to pull one another down, huh? But to glorify God, to edify one another, huh? To love one another and serve one. This is what God called us to do. No, I probably wouldn't have done anything different. If I had known that Brother Stair was not going to make it, we still probably would have got in the vehicle and went back. I was not one of those waiting around for him to die.
True.
So I could take up the mantle.
True. Amen. Amen. Amen.
So but I noticed on that recording there was lots of participation. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Yeah, we shouldn't stop.
Amen.
He's the same God now as he was back then.
Amen.
And of course, we're not at the end yet. So there's going to be more weary days. But we shouldn't be weary. More battles to fight. We're well able to fight them. Hallelujah. Albeit the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're warriors, mighty warriors. We're well able to go in and possess the land.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 So you see, I say the same thing. Brother Stair said the same thing. The Lord says the same thing. Paul gave his testimony. He said the same thing. Same thing he said in Jerusalem. He said before Agrippa. You say how the Lord met him in the way.
Hallelujah.
Well, the Lord met me in the way as well. The Lord met you in the way. What are some of the things that concern you, Pastor Rice? Well, some of the things that concern me is how we relate to God. Rightfully so, huh? I'm jealous for God. I think we should give God glory. I don't think we should be nonchalant. I heard the man of God again talking about nonchalance. Anybody hear him say that? He also talked about our faces. Anybody hear that? It was very consistent, wasn't it? Huh? It's just shameful for us to treat God the way we do. Like I said, I don't know what you come to do. You all talk about a fountain of living water and eternal life. Well, some don't act like it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power?
Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His gracious arm? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? When the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb, are you garments spotless, are they white as snow? Are you washed?
So during this time, you know, I was saying, my God, somebody speak for God. I was willing for you to do it. But I felt that somebody needed to do it. I still feel that somebody need to do it. Hallelujah. I believe that God is God and He always will be God. And God's always due the glory. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. No need to give up. No need to quit. I heard a man of God say we shouldn't draw back. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Must be a spirit, though, you understand. Huh? But we're warriors. We can overcome spirits. Huh? Not through the flesh, though. The weapons of our warfare are mighty through God to the pulling down strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing. Huh? Praise the Lord. Bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right, all right. Praise the Lord. How is it?
Hallelujah.
All right. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, the man of God said, right now we're just under subjection. He said, but that's shameful. He said, that's your own will. Am I saying it right?
Yeah.
He said, we do things, but we do it because if we don't, we'll say, Brother Stair will get on us. Is that right?
Yes, right.
Hallelujah. Did we hear that or did it mean anything to us? Well, we're going to mark that too. Huh? We're going to mark that too? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Talked about the faces. that we have to do something before we get here. Talked about our response is due to our lack of love for God. Should we already hear that? Huh? Now, I'm putting it right in your face. Especially you all that tell me you heard Brother Stare. I'm putting it right in your face. So let's get some open faces. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Give God the praise. River of life. God said he, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you. Give you praise, oh God. Hallelujah.
Glory. Let me find this one.
Bless
you. Just for a little while.
Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory.
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 Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Wonderful, Jesus.
Praise your name, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Lord. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul, rejoice, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink.
Hey, hallelujah. Glory.
He that believeth on me,
glory,
as the scripture has said,
hallelujah,
out of his belly shall flow,
glory,
rivers of living water.
Hallelujah.
But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him,
hallelujah,
should receive.
Glory.
For the Holy Ghost,
hallelujah,
was not yet given.
Glory.
Because Jesus was not yet glorified.
Glory.
Let's update that. But the Holy Ghost is now given. Jesus said, I will not leave you comfortless. He said, I will come to you. He said to the woman at the well, the water that I give you shall be in your well, springing up unto eternal life. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, he sent back the Comforter. The Holy Ghost come down from heaven. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Praise the Lord. I've got a river of life flowing out of me.
Glory.
makes the lame to walk and the blind to see.
River of life. Praise the Lord. Lord said it. I believe it. I know about it. Is that all right? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 He talked about the fellowship. Everybody understand that? Everybody in the same ship. Yeah, going the same way. Going to the kingdom.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Wonderful God. Bless you, Father. Bless you, Jesus.
Oh, bless you. So, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, God.
Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
What a fellowship. What a joy divine. Leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness. What a peace of mind. Leaning on the everlasting arms. Fellowship today? Can we be true worshipers this afternoon? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Can we give God some glory? Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Glory to his name.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. Help me, Lord. Help me, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Amen. Help me, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Well, in that recording that we heard, You heard the words I spoke. You heard the spirit that I spoke to men. It's the same word that I speak, the same spirit. I've run into several, and they let me know in one way or another that they are spiritually superior to me, which is not a problem. And I say, like Paul, if you are a prophet or spiritual, then you ought to know the spirit I'm in. But since you don't, I'm not impressed. Is that fair enough? I'm not impressed. Hallelujah. Yeah, I'm testifying of Jesus. I'm representing him very well. If you don't know that, then you are going to hell. Is that plain enough? Hallelujah. The hardest thing I do is try to get a bunch of people to know that Christ is in them and to worship him. You should think that would be easy. Huh? Sure. Hallelujah. Yeah, don't you know, like, come on, saints. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But some of the things I've seen is some are only happy and excited about the things they initiate. No matter what it is. If it's sweep the floor, if I did it, then it's fine. If God said do it, well, no. If I do it and said God did it, then it's fine. Hello. Well, God has put somebody in your face, you know. You know, all that's making all the claims. Come on. Praise the Lord. Some overly, some underly, but, you know, the Spirit of God within me resists that, you know. It's not me. No, it's not. It's the Spirit of the living God. Now, you prophets and spiritualites, you ought to know that. All right? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I have no calling. I have no charge from God that keep me from fellowship and worship with the saints. Nothing like that. I can sit down and talk with anybody about Jesus. Huh? If they want to talk about Jesus. I'm not going to sit down and talk about people about how great they are in their calling.
Hallelujah.
Even the things he said.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. If we talk about Jesus, we'll talk about the things he said. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We won't exalt one thing above another. Word of God is pure. Every word of God. Every word of God. Huh? You know, we can be a part of or we can be against. We can scatter or gather. You say, if you're not with me, you scatter. We may not all be looking for the same thing. You're looking for the kingdom. You can run with me. Hallelujah. I'm not going to do anything to hinder you, slow you down from seeking God, seeking the kingdom, loving God and loving God's people. No, I won't. I might get in where you're seeking your own, but not seeking God, not giving God glory, not acting like you're alive. Come on. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. Faith never prospers so well as when all things are against her. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Tempests are her trainers. Lightnings her illuminators. Praise the Lord. Yeah. So all that you do against God, of course, is for his cause. Come on. Hallelujah. Now, we ought to just be honest and understand that if we fail to come together and worship God, live together and serve God as we should, there's something that's preventing that. And it's nothing godly that hinders that. It's ungodly. It's some ungodly fellowship that we have with unclean spirits. That's what I'm talking about. Everybody understand? We're not talking about nice people, because a lot of nice people do just that. They're very nice and they're full of hell. They work deceit. They seek their own. Yeah, nice people don't mean anything. The spirit of the living God, walking in truth. Well, what are you going to say, Pastor Rice? Well, I'm going to say, if you're going to act nonchalant after you heard the man of God say we shouldn't do it, then I'm going to not believe you when you say you heard what he said. Anybody hear him say we shouldn't be nonchalant? Huh? Anybody didn't hear him say we should be nonchalant? Huh? Well, hell, let's not be nonchalant then. It's time to be sober and time to be vigilant. Maybe you don't know how not to be nonchalant. Why don't you get your mind and your heart on Jesus Christ and you won't be nonchalant? If you are nonchalant, then your mind ain't in the right place. Your heart's not in the right place. Hallelujah. Y'all don't hear me talking? Yet not I, but Christ. Yeah. Yeah, folk that come in God's house and act nonchalant, their heart's not right. Y'all want to hear me say it again? You come in this house and you act nonchalant, your heart's not right. Brother Stair didn't tell you to do that. Why would we have to be exhorted in this fashion? It is a shame. I'm not going to come together with y'all and play church. I love Jesus. I'm from the heart. I'm not going to play church. Y'all going to come in here and look like idiots. And I'm not going to do it. You might as well get the hell out. I don't see anybody leaving. What? Are you going to mock me? Nonchalant, not accusers. See, I got the devil stirred up now. He ain't saying what he ought to say. Huh? I'm preaching the gospel. I'm saying what Brother Stair said. He said we shouldn't be nonchalant. Is that accusing? Why would you have to tell somebody with a river of life flowing out of them they shouldn't be nonchalant? Come on, preach to me. Talk to me. Somebody talk to me. Talk back. That devil won't let you do it, that's why. Hell, ain't no spirit of God holding somebody back. Hell no, 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 no. What is it? It's hidden, high-minded, and arrogant. Yeah, we got a spirit in here say, well, you know, Brother Stair told me this, and I don't have to listen to that. You didn't hear him say you ought not be nonchalant? I see. Okay, right. Huh? Y'all don't know what this heady high-mindedness does?
Apparently not.
Pretty
obvious.
Brings you into a delusion. And delusions are for those that love not the truth. That's what God does, because he's all wise.
Yes. Amen.
All the machinations of the enemy, God frustrates them. The devil is not getting away with anything. Even though he's here mocking, he's not getting away. He's working out God's will and good pleasure. We've got doctrines that separate us. Amen. They must be from hell then. There's no doctrine from Christ that separate God's people. We got some though.
Amen.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord Jesus. So yeah, faith prospers well when all is against her. Praise the Lord. Oh, y'all see how y'all got me faring very well. Hats off to you. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Yeah. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. I'm a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. If I wasn't, I'd fall for all this heady, high-minded doctrines, all this garbage. I'm talking about it now. And I know by the Spirit. That's the only. I don't go seeking out anything. I'm speaking now by the Spirit of the living God. It's the last time, and the disruptor is working, but he will not succeed. He comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. I'll say again, you all like to let the devil come right here up on the farm and steal your joy. What about your joy, Pastor Rice? Devil ain't getting my joy. There's a spirit that say we shouldn't even have it, you know. That's why it's so easy for the devil to come in and get it. There's a spirit that say, well, we shouldn't be joyful. Huh? Shouldn't have peace. He's a liar. Huh? You give him yours. I'm keeping mine. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I see you run, Pastor Rice. Yeah, that's because I'm grateful that I can run. God sees that I'm grateful for whatever little things he does for me. Seeing that, he gives me more. He knows that I'll give him the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What's the devil say that Pastor Rice came in and he usurped and he stole? You a damn liar. Everything that I have, God gave it to me. God gave it to me. My everything that I have received. Oh, I see. Hallelujah. Oh, the devil is going to give you something to be at odds against your brother. You ought to know, be wise enough to know that by now. You know, they talked to Moses about the Ethiopian woman. Huh? They find something. We should be wiser than that. I guess God didn't call him because of the Ethiopian woman. Oh, we're quiet now.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
The Lord know what he's doing.
Thank you, Lord.
What about you, Pastor Rice? Well, I know the Lord's doing it. I'm standing up in the name of Jesus. I'm speaking in the name of Jesus. If you all aren't receiving it like this, you shouldn't be here. Really? Yeah, there's some more honorable because they're not here. And if I couldn't discern anything, I'd be sitting down already. But God's got me up, and He's got me stirred up. Everybody understand that? This is not Pastor Rice. It's not Brother Rice. It's the God you serve talking to you. Oh, most don't believe that. They won't show up. The ones that show up won't hear what I say. They wouldn't hear what the man of God said. Or when you talk about being nonchalant, they won't hear it. I still can't get you to hear that. Anybody hear that? Huh? Well, no, we say yes, but we don't hear that because we're still nonchalant. Maybe we don't know how to get out of it. He didn't have to tell me I shouldn't be nonchalant. See where I am? Some of y'all don't know anything except Brother Steratore. You're a bunch of idiots. You want to hear me say it again? You're a bunch of damn idiots. Spirit of the living God told me not to be nonchalant. Told me to give Him glory. Told me to submit to Him. Told me to love my brother. The Spirit of the living God. A bunch of people, huh? Say no to God and say the prophet said. You a bunch of liars and hypocrites. Y'all hear me talking?
Hallelujah.
Well, Brother Stare didn't speak against God. Your damn hearing is bad because your heart's bad. He talked much about loving your brother, receiving your brother. All we heard was, I'm the next prophet in his place. Bunch of hypocrites. I'm preaching it right. God wanted to preach differently. Get somebody else to preach it. I'm not going to preach it like that. I'm not in Harlan. Got no friends to make. I've got a friend. And the Lord is for us. I'm willing for Him to save me.
Oh God. Hallelujah.
I was looking at my little book again. Stand up, Brother Sefer. This is the guy that told me, he said, you ought to forget all of that stuff. Yeah, you can have, but I'm not, because it strengthens me. The stuff I'm talking about is the stuff that I went through last year. I'm not going to forget about it.
Amen.
You can be seated. Because I went through a period where the devil was vying for my soul. Didn't know who I was, which end was up. You all was all here. You ought to know it. Well, this is the result of it. He brought me through. He brought me out all right. So I'm not trying to forget. I'm trying to remember where the Lord brought me from. So now maybe you understand why I don't act nonchalant. Huh? If you get a taste of Jesus, you probably won't act nonchalant. We just shouldn't believe any spirit that say we shouldn't glorify God. Take your shoes off, Sister Burgess. It's all right. Give God glory. Yeah. Hey, take your wigs off. It's all right. Yeah, we just shouldn't be nonchalant with God. I mean, we should be a grateful people. Yeah, we should. Not unthankful. Not slowful. Nonchalant. shouldn't have to drive you to the tabernacle. Come on. It's just shameful that we do God this way. Yeah, hurt the one we love, huh? There's brothers in you who would love to have a friend, somebody they could talk to. You said they could talk to me. Not like that. Brother can't talk to you when you're high and mighty. Prophet don't talk to you when you're high and mighty. Brothers, yeah, right. Only way the prophet can talk to you, we have to be a brother. And some brothers can't talk to brothers because they're high and mighty. You know, they go up into the third heavens and find out things. Well, hell, I can't talk to folk like that. I do need somebody to talk to, though.
Hallelujah.
I mean, so, yeah. I'd like to let my hair down, too. Some folk you talk to, you got to put your guard up. Huh? Well, I don't need to talk to anybody like that. When I talk to Jesus, I don't put my guard up. I pour out my heart. I open up myself. No, I can't talk to people who said, Brother Stair told me this and you don't know. Well, we can't talk. We're going to talk. You say, yeah, I know the Jesus you know. Huh? Some in here are not willing to say that. Speaking for him, this is how he edified the body. I can't do it on my own. I got in my little book. I got lots of little entries. Let me find it. I'll show you this. Y'all just hold on. This is my little book from 2021. Oh, see all these blank pages. This was when I was in deep trial and look at there. I didn't write anything, and it goes from September to November, about 8 weeks. There's an entry in here that says, spoke briefly in the dining hall. That means I stood up at my table and said maybe 5 minutes worth of words. And now I stand up every day. And I speak with power and conviction. You think I'm going to be nonchalant about it? I do it for God's glory and for your edification. Even though you don't desire, I still do it for the edification of the body. Now, this is my testimony. Y'all might believe it some other way. I'm telling you the way that it is. God gets me up. God put something down in me. God have me speak. I'm not going to say that too much, though, because too much of that going on.
Yeah.
Amen. But since we are who we say we are, then it shouldn't be any problem for us to know when it's the Spirit of God. Yeah, I don't go around promoting me. I tell you that I could die right now. God's still God. Yeah, God don't need me to do anything. If he chooses to use me, he put me in the body where he wanted. I didn't say, God, I'm going to get over here. I'm where God put me. I'm submitted to God. And if we would submit to God, then we would be very happy. The ones that are having trouble is because you're in rebellion. You won't submit to God. And it's right for us to submit to God, who bought us.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
We are our brother's keeper. Anybody in here love Jesus looking for the kingdom, you can talk to me anytime. You don't have to say, wasting my time. You're not an interruption if that's what you're doing.
Right.
I have time.
Amen.
You can call me at 4 o'clock like Brother Cromwell. Doesn't matter. If that's what you want to do.
Amen.
I don't have time for scheming.
Amen.
You know, working out your own will and tearing down stuff. I don't have time for that. No time for that. No time for the devil. Of course, some want to talk to him and some don't.
Thank God.
If Jesus were here, I'm sure you'd want to talk to him. You certainly want to spend time with Jesus, wouldn't you? You wouldn't diss him on duck around the corner and not look him in the eye, would you? Surely if it was Jesus, you'd run to him and say, hey, huh? Surely you would, wouldn't you? In spite of all of that, if Christ is in you, I can see him. Huh? Is God's hope of glory.
Hope of glory. Amen.
Yeah, what I discern was a spirit, and we still deal with it. Brother Stair is absent. We do what we want to do. There's no authority here over me. We just, you know, we're out of order. We're lawless. We shouldn't worship together. We shouldn't worship God in spirit and in truth. That's the spirit, you understand. And it's working with you when you obey it. Do you understand that? There's nothing here to prevent anybody from coming to worship. And the Spirit of the living God calls you to worship. Calls me to worship. Calls you to bow down before him. In the Spirit. So there's one that sent me a text message, and he put Malachi 4:5. Somebody read that for me. And then he put Revelation 11:1-3. Probably trying to tell me something, huh? We know what Malachi 4:5 say. We really don't have to look it up. We do know him.
Yes, Lord.
What does it say, brother?
Behold, I will send you Elijah, the prophet, before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord.
All right. Praise the Lord. How about Revelation 11? We know what that says too, right? Of course. Now again, you know, I'm charged with hindering people and keeping them from their calling. And I say that's garbage. If you have a calling, I'm not preventing you. You know, I'm encouraging you in your calling.
right, what you got, brother?
Let me start. 1, 2, 3. 11, 1, 2, and 3.
Okay. There was given me a reed like unto a rod, and the angel stood, saying, rise and measure the temple of God and the altar and them that worship therein. But the court which is without the temple leave out, and measure it not, for it is given unto the Gentiles. And the holy city shall they tread underfoot 42 months. And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth.
All right.
All right. Praise the Lord. No need to send that to me. God, send it to the one that matters. All right. But you all know and I know that God has put me to stand between that. Y'all don't know that? There's somebody standing in the gap. And I'm not fearful because I'm threatened with them, you know, burning me up with fire.
Amen.
That, but those are the threats I get, you know.
That's right.
Come on.
Right.
I'm going to do God's will. Whatever happens is all right with me. But too often, you know, we've had that spirit working. You've got folk who buffalo people and whatever in the spirit, they bully them. I'm going to do this to you and judgment's going to come on you. Well, you can't move me like that. Yeah, because I'm working righteousness. I'm not afraid of God's judgment. You understand? I was a usurper of you know, one of them devils maybe, but right. I'm working righteousness.
Amen.
I love judgment.
Yeah.
We can't work righteousness without it. That's what's lacking here. Folks say, well, Brother Stairs here, we don't need judgment. Well, we do. You can't work righteousness without it. Otherwise, we got every man doing what's right in his own eyes. And that's the spirit that we're dealing with. They say, I'm doing it, but it's because Brother Stir said. It's not commensurate with anything else that he said. Huh? Y'all know I'm telling the truth. I'm sure if I was lying, one of you faithful brothers would say, that's not right, Pastor Rex.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I am telling the truth. We ought to, yeah, love the truth and receive the truth.
Yeah.
No one's going to beat me down about some judgment that's going to come on me. Understand that? And you aren't going to convince me that you're somebody.
Right.
God will have to convince me.
Right.
You can send all the emails, all the text messages, whatever you want to send. Tell me who you are that won't convince me. I must be convinced by the living God. In that fair, how do you want to be convinced? Huh? So it's problematic when we go around presenting ourselves like that. All you have to do is submit to God, and he'll work through you to do what he wants you to do. And anybody that know God will know what you're doing. That simple enough? Don't be deceived, saints.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
The Lord loves you.
Yeah.
Huh? We need to love him back. We need to love the truth.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's not based on who you drink coffee with, you know. We just need to be honest with ourselves. Paul said, even if I come to you, mm-hmm. preaching another gospel. Right. Oh, yeah. So I tell you the same thing.
Right.
Amen. Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
If I come to you preaching another Jesus,
right.
Jesus would tell you you shouldn't submit one to another.
Right.
Jesus would tell you you shouldn't love your brother,
right.
receive your brother.
Yeah.
Huh? That's not the Jesus I present to you. Well, we receive that, Pastor Rice, but we got all these higher revelations and callings. I know. That's what I'm saying. And if you got higher callings and revelations than that, they're not of God. That's just simple. We ought to be convinced by now. No? Of course, I know the way some of us been going, we're lean because we hadn't been doing the things that cause us to grow. I understand that. You know, we laugh at Pastor Rice and Mark M, but I'm going to do it no matter what you do. Sure. And I do it, and I testify that it's right. You mock me, you mock God. I'm going to come in here and I'm going to worship God. You won't have to drive me in here. You won't have to say sound off, Pastor Russ. And when you sit around looking nonchalant, then what you do is tell me that I'm wrong. That's why I'm stirred up today. This is how I respond to that garbage. Huh? You can keep doing it, but this is going to be my response. Yeah, that's the Spirit saying, no, Pastor Rice, you shouldn't do that. You don't know the God I know.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, faith never prospers so well when all things are against her. Huh? That's the truth now. That's concerning the faith you have too. That's why some are so like, and they haven't been earnestly contending for the faith.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
No. No, they can hardly get out of their nonchalance. They're the stronghold. I'm telling the truth. I'm telling the truth.
Hallelujah.
I'll just get right down simple. God didn't give us a mouth to talk about everything and anything but him. You know, we talk about the trees. We talk about the chainsaws. We talk about, but we can't talk about. God didn't give us a mouth like that. That's garbage. You're a fool if that's what you believe. You should talk about everything, rejoice about everything, but not talk about Jesus, not rejoicing. You are a fool. I'm not buying that stuff.
Thank God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. God the praise. Hallelujah. Was when we did that recording, you know, that we heard some real loud, hallelujah, hallelujah. We don't hear him so loud today, but God, he's the same God, you understand. You mess around, he'll get you hallelujah. He'll get you thank you, Jesus.
Everything that's good, he'll get it. Leave you high and dry. Yeah, you fall among thieves. You won't know what to do when you come to the tabernacle. Praise the Lord. You won't rejoice at the truth of God. Come on. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm almost done, saints. I'm just endeavoring to be faithful. I don't have a sermon per se. But Brother Kurt, let me hear that clip. There's more. There's about 25 minutes of it. But it did stir me up and cause me to rejoice. Yeah, whenever, you know, I hear someone talking about God in faith, believing, it stirs me up. You know, the Spirit of God within me. And it jumped out real plain that what I'd said then was what I continue to say. I think it was at prayer time that I stood up because I knew that we were going to leave the next day. And I said, I want to take this opportunity speaking to the saints here. Thank you for the hospitality. And then I went on to exhort you all. I'm not going to sit around and not give God glory. There are some folk that are conscientious. That mean that they do things characterized after what's right or what's proper. You know, not what's easy. Now, Rose is pretty conscientious. She's the one that's concerned about getting those onions and getting the good out of them before they go bad. That's called being conscientious. Or scrupulous. Some folks say, well, hell, I don't care. But she's like that about many things. The apple's going bad. That's called conscientious. I'm spiritually conscientious. I see somebody need to give God glory. I'm going to do it. We got a bunch of people standing around or sitting around, and nobody going to get up and give God glory. I'm going to do it. Hallelujah. It's something that needs to be done. The Lord's worthy. The body is to edify itself. This is a form of edification, not condemnation. Something that'll set you free. How do you fare so well, Pastor Rice? Well, I believe the truth. I try to keep my conscience clear. Make sure I'm not working schemes. You understand? About anything. And I often say, no, I don't need to hear that, because I don't. I'm not one to go around and say, tell me this, tell me that. It's detrimental. Hallelujah. I like to have FaceTime with God. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. That's what he'd like to have with us. Yeah, he'd like for us to come aside for a while. Thank you, Father. So, yeah, I am conscientious. If I see something that needs to be done spiritually, if I have it within me to do it, I'll do it.
And I can do all things through Christ.
Amen.
And some say, well, you can't do this because you're not that. I don't buy that. I can do whatever God wants me to do. So can you. There's no need for anybody to beat me up about you, me hindering them from their calling. I am not doing that. I am exhorting everybody to get their gift sanctified so they can do it. It won't work any other way. No, it won't. If you're going to do it for you, God ain't going to let you do it. Once you get it sanctified and said, this is for God, this and his cause, then you can do it. I'm not preventing you. I'm trying to help you, trying to exhort you. Your gift will make room for you.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. What did Moses say? Now I wish they were all prophets. Don't bother me. Come on, saints. I'm not trying to hold anybody back. Praise the Lord. All right, let's be true servants of the Lord.
That's right.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
How's everybody doing?
Hallelujah.
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 Y'all still going to love me, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
You love me, Angela? Praise the Lord.
Woo!
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, I love you too. That's another reason why I farewell. Huh? Sometimes Sister Dan said, well, I must upset you because I saw you do this little. I said, no, you didn't upset me. My upset is fleeting. You're like, shh. I'm not upset all day long. Huh? If I am upset, it's just for a moment. It does upset me when you think that I'm upset when I'm not, but I get over it real quick. Hallelujah. Yeah, I'm not upset all day. That's foolishness. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Now, I've spoken openly and honestly, and this is what I believe. I believe that God had me speak it, and that's how I live now.
Thank you, Lord.
So if we go forth and submit to God, we won't have to tell anybody who we are. If you spend all your time trying to convince folk who you are, then you're nobody. Is that plain enough? I'm in trouble now, aren't I? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
All right, let us stand. Oh, Brother Spencer, can you pray for us? We got that thing about to your height.
Yeah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, Lord, we thank you. We thank you once again, Lord God, for graciously allowing us to hear the truth today, Lord God, to come to the tabernacle to worship you. Truly, we are called to be true worshipers, Lord God. And yes, and we'll have to make our calling and election sure. We'll have to do it with gladness, Lord God, and for the great things that you have done for us, Lord God. It's something that one would have to press into, Lord God, because there's a great conflict here. There's a great conflict anywhere, everywhere, spiritual conflict. And we have to forget those things that are behind and reach forward for those things that are before and press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Yes, saints, press. We'll have to press this day, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God. You've given all that we need to serve you with gladness, Lord God. We do appreciate the voice of the prophet.
Hallelujah.
The voice of the pastor. Same spirit.
Amen.
Same spirit, Lord God. And we see that, I heard somebody say that, retarded, slow learners.
Yes.
We're slow learners. But I tell you something, God's going to do. And I know you're going to do it, Lord God. And you're doing it right now. You can do a quick work, and you're going to cut it short in righteousness. And everybody here ought to say, I want to go.
Yes, Lord.
I want to go.
Yes, Lord.
And put feet to that, Lord God. Oh, yes, I'm always convicted, Lord God, when I come, but not unto condemnation.
Hallelujah.
Lord is just saying, come up higher.
Amen.
Come up higher. I have many things to say. And I tell you, we just hadn't heard what Brother Stair said.
Truth, Lord.
We hadn't heard the spirit of it. And there's a delusion. It's very strong. God is sending it.
Yes.
And everybody ain't going.
Amen.
I want to go. I want to go, Lord. And I see what it's going to take. It's going to take crucifixion.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have to die. We're going to have to die. But in that death, we live.
Amen.
We live in Christ, Lord God. So we do thank you, Lord God, for this time. We give you thanks in everything, Lord God. And because the people that want to go, Lord God, they're hearing this and they're seeing this and they say, woe is me.
Yes.
Woe is me, Lord. And not to condemnation, but to come up higher. Yes, we desire to come up higher. And we do thank you, Lord God, for Pastor Rice at this particular time. He's telling us the truth. Oh, yes, Lord God. I thank God to be in a situation to where truth is spoken, Lord God. And the onus is on us how we receive it, Lord God. But it's the truth anyhow. And it has set us free. So we do thank you, Lord God. What are we liking, God? We're liking love.
Yes, Lord.
We're liking love for you, Lord God. And if we don't have love for you, we don't have it for the brethren. Oh, yes, Lord God. There is an order there. There's an order there. And it's the only way that it will work. So we say, Lord, help us, Lord God, to pick up our cross, deny ourselves, and follow you, Lord God. And let that crucifixion work, Lord God, this day, Father, because this is the last time. It's not like we're going to have tomorrow, next week, or next year. Now is the day of salvation. So I ask you, Lord God, to help us, and you have, Lord God. I say that. I ask for help, Lord God, and you're constantly helping us, Lord God. And so help us to realize that we need your help, and that we have your help, and that there's no weapon that is formed against us that shall prosper. And any tongue that rises against us in judgment, thou will condemn.
Amen.
For this is our heritage as your children, Lord.
Amen.
God. We do thank you today, Lord God. I'm glad I'm here, Lord God. I'm glad I'm here. Help us to prosper in this situation, Lord God. Help us to prosper, Lord God. We do bless you and thank you, Lord God, for the voice of the prophet, the voice of the pastor, Lord God, and help us, Lord God, to come together. Help us to be that one stick in your hand, Lord God. We see that you're earnestly desiring that, and you have put feet to that, Lord God. You've called Pastor Rice, Lord God, to speak the things that he speak. From the spirit in which you speak it, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
Help us to hear, Lord God. Help us to want us to do, Lord God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name,
amen.
I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Help us,
amen.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All right, Brother Paul, you up there in Canada? Bless all you saints, all that are listening,
hallelujah,
all that are here. I love you. Lord loves you. Just a little while. Maranatha Saints.
Amen.
Lord is coming.
Amen. Who gave you the power? Well, who gave the Pope of Rome the power to say that he is the vicar of Christ or that Mary is to be prayed to? Who gives these men the right? They do it themselves. And then when somebody comes along who knows God and who reads God's word and knows that that's an abomination in the sight of God, then we take issue with them. Who gives these men the right? They do it themselves. Knows that that's an abomination in the sight of God